If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy!
4, 5, 6.
B.I.G.
We promised your boyfriend, Psycho Mike, he could ask one question. All right, Mike, what's your question for Jared?
What are you wearing, buddy?
I was going to ask you the same thing.
Oh, man. The love.
I'm exactly how you left me last night, my
friend.
Eureka. Oh, Lord. Eureka, Jared.
Sweet.
And now,
Psycho Mike is a loser. Like, who put him on the air? Yeah. Nobody thinks he's funny. He sucks. Big fat dojo. Yeah. Big fat dojo.
Our feature presentation.
It's a good band, by the way. They're playing Coachella.
Big Fat Dojo. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. He has them, too, by the way. They are big and fat.
How do you know that?
So I'm not. Well,
how do you know that?
Don't worry about it.
Well, he hit them hard in the crotch before they left the prison.
That was
remember?
Sam. That was Sam.
No, that was Sam.
Sorry. My bad.
He didn't want to tell you want to hit Dojo. He's got knives everywhere and maybe a gun, for all I could tell.
Was there more to the shower scene that we didn't see?
I remember when Dojo said no private parties, Mike? No private pant parties?
Right. Uh-huh.
He was kidding. Right. As soon as the camera turned off, it was a different story.
The panties dropped?
Yeah.
Wow. What is it about him that you just love torturing? Just love to make him uncomfortable?
Dojo?
Yeah.
I think because he tries so hard to hide the fact that he's uncomfortable and does a terrible job at it.
Yeah, that's true.
You know what I'm saying? Like, everybody in the world can see on his face that he's on the verge of exploding and killing me.
Yeah. And literally,
I got news for you. We all are, Mike.
Yeah,
we just hide it a little better. A little bit of a tribute to Psycho Mike this morning in the opening. That was just a small sample of some of the response that we get from listeners from his appearances on the show.
Thank you.
We do. It's pretty universal. I mean, there's not a lot of mixed responses coming back for Psycho Mike.
Exactly.
It's Kate. Morning, everybody. It's Kevin and Bean Show. It's Wednesday, the 16th of April, Lingus.
I was listening a few minutes ago. We were playing that interview that we did with the Los Angeles Times reporter about the black hole that's going to kill us all.
Right.
Yes.
And just by coincidence, I was reading this review of this new book that's out that's the number one science book in America right now. It's called Physics of the Impossible, and it's written by this physicist. I don't know why we're on the physics kick lately, but he's talking about how the advances that we've made in science that are going to lead to things like teleportation and time travel that he says are absolutely possible.
Really?
That they really can happen. Some of the things he talks about, I mean, are much further along than I realized. I mean, for instance, he said, you know, talking about teleportation, he said they've already figured out a way to send data, molecules, 100 miles, for instance. But, start it here, send it there.
But it's not like wireless data, which you can already do with computers, right? You're talking about
physical. We're talking about physical data. Yeah. Yeah. This is, you know, I will be terrible at, I will not even attempt to try to explain it because I just don't understand how those things work.
I'll help you.
But, he was talking about how, you know, all the various hurdles that they see ahead of them. For instance, the Star Trek teleportation, which is the one that we're most familiar with, where you actually see the bodies disappear and then reappear, he says that all of that matter is actually being destroyed. And what ends up on the other side, like when Kirk beams down to the planet, is actually a clone. It's an exact duplicate of the person. Yeah, it's not the same person, but it's everything exactly the same, which means you have the same knowledge and the same memories and the same skills and the same everything else. And he says that's you know, that's one of the hurdles that they're going to have. It's not the actual same data. It's a clone of the data when it gets to the other side.
Are they explaining fiction away as if it's real? I mean,
No. He's
that's not what Star Trek says. Star Trek, you know,
it's you.
Well, they don't really explain that. Either way, I mean, if it's an exact clone and there's no difference except for the fact that it's different matter than what left the starship, then there's no real reason to explain it because it wouldn't make any difference to you.
Because you have the same knowledge and everything.
Yeah, because you'd be the same, essentially the same person. But it was really, really fascinating to read about some of this stuff. And, you know, and the guy in the article touched on some of what our Times reporter was talking about wormholes inside a black hole and how, you know, you put your hand through it like in Alice in Wonderland and you really can go back and forward in time. I mean, they think this stuff is really possible and it's really going to happen.
they're going to be able to do that before you can ride a jetpack.
No, there's no,
that's
no
the
hope
funniest
for that.
Part
no
hope for a to jetpack. Me of the whole thing. We're going to be able to transport, but no jetpack.
But you don't need one if you can just
I know,
transport.
But come
from...
on. Are we missing a good step in the middle?
Yes. Yes, we are, Lisa. Thank you. But it's just fascinating. I don't know if I've got the guts to buy a physics book and attempt to read it because I don't know. But the way it was written, this article made it sound like it was in layperson's terms, the type of thing that I could understand. It is really fascinating. I mean, let's face it. Something as simple as radio that we've had for, you know, 100 years, 200 years ago would have seemed impossible to people. They would have said, there is no way you can talk here and I can hear it there. The same thing with the telephone. It's just not possible. Can't be done.
Yeah.
But
right.
Gradually, stuff happens that you just kind of take for granted that really works. I mean, that's why, thank God, there are smart people.
I could get up so much later. You know, I wouldn't have to drive.
If you could teleport?
Yeah. I could wait until I heard cool. 1, 2, 3, bad boy, and then I get right here.
I know.
Oh,
I mean, really.
So cool.
It'd be the coolest. Just imagine, though. I mean, I don't know. I mean, I don't know what kind of infrastructure would be required. I mean, part of the problem, for instance, that he's talking about is if you wanted to teleport anything large, you couldn't build the machine on Earth in space right now. It'd have to be so big. You know what I mean? I mean, there's some real problems ahead.
Nah,
with this
that's
technology.
The way computers were. They get smaller eventually.
Absolutely. Yeah, computers used to be the size of your house.
Right.
And now they're your iPhone. Exactly. So anyway, the book is called Physics of the Impossible, if anybody wants to check it out. It's a big bestseller right now. So.
I don't think that's in my future. I don't see me handling that, I'll tell you.
It's funny that teleportation is in the future, reading this book, not in the future.
I'll just wait. And by the way, I'm also not going to do it on the first round. I'm going to wait.
Good idea.
You're not going to be the first guy?
No, I'm going to wait till people get transported out in the middle of nowhere and they've got an arm here and a head someplace else.
Until okay. They fix all that.
I don't want to have any part of that at the very
no,
beginning.
I don't blame you.
Wait
no
for
one
the
wants
bugs to,
be,
to get worked out.
No one wants to be first. I don't blame you.
Did I say Wednesday already? Did I say
yes.
The date?
You did.
Okay, I did. Okay. Need to make sure I get to that.
Yeah, I know.
Anything going on, Lisa, Bean, before we talk about today's show?
Not really.
Just, you know, go Lakers, go Ducks. That's all.
How about that? How about the Ducks winning in
How
Dallas?
About that?
Man, they're doing it the hard way.
Yeah, no
they
kidding.
Are.
Lose two games at home and then go to Dallas and win a game. That's rough.
They want to humiliate them. It was their plan all along.
They're just kind of sucking them in?
Yeah. Probably. They're good.
And Lakers won last night, so they're in first place by themselves.
Awesome.
So I'm trying to rub
they're
it
still
into
scoring right now.
They are still scoring. Yeah,
Obi just hit a three.
Yeah. I've tried to rub it into Dave, who, as you know, is a lifelong Clippers fan and has finally given up on the Clippers as sucking. So he walks in this morning, and I said, "Dave, your Lakers looked good last night." And here's what Dave said to me: "They're going to lose in the first round of the playoffs anyway."
Yeah, sure.
Like
okay.
he can't be happy.
No, I can't imagine.
Yeah.
And we were trying to get a promise out of him that after this season, he's not going to mouth off next season either before there's something to prove that they might do well. And he says, no, there's no way.
He's diehard.
But at least, at least we got a couple of months with him shutting the hell up.
Right.
All right. This morning on the Kevin and Bean Show, we have Kristen Bell.
Oh.
Or as Dave, the King of Mexico, says, Kristen Bell.
Yeah.
I love Kristen Bell.
She's number
one. You can't date her if you can't pronounce her name. I'm sorry.
She's number one. She's it. I don't care who you say. She's number one for me.
Oh,
she's
lucky
my
girl.
Ideal girl.
Lucky, lucky girl.
She's very lucky, yeah. This movie, Forgetting Sarah Marshall, seems to be getting a good review or two.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's amazing. So I'm looking forward to that. We'll talk to her. We got Joel McHale, who's the host of The Soup.
Funny guy.
He's got a one-man show. It's kind of a stand-up deal where he's kind of created this whole, all these characters from his past and his
relatives. He does like
relatives.
30 characters.
Yes,
I
he
heard.
Does. Yeah.
Songs.
Guys, I think he, I Songs, think he right? just uh-huh. announces the comics. I think that's all he's doing.
No,
I don't think he's actually doing it.
No, you heard that wrong. You heard that wrong.
He's very talented.
He doesn't even have an opener. He's got such a long act. He's got to just try and pare it down to like 2.5 hours. He's like Springsteen. He plays for two and a half, three
Amazing.
Hours.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Right.
Today's show, we're going to check in with Bean's gardener, Jesus.
Oh.
Because Bean's wife's been out of town now for about a week, and Jesus must be pulling his hair out.
I'm sure there's many extra duties for him.
This is the gardener that started mowing, I don't know, 9:58 and got reprimanded by Bean. And he just wanted to raise enough money so he could go back to Mexico and donate a kidney to his mom or some sister.
That's right. It was such a sad story.
Such a sad story.
Just yelling at him.
I don't care. I said 10 a.m.
Look, I can't do anything for myself. And my wife's been out of town and my manslave have been out of town. So both of the people that do all the actual work around my house are gone. So Jesus has to pick up the slack. That's all.
Oddly enough, manservant with his wife.
In Italy.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Sylvester Stallone.
They sent me pictures of them in a hot tub, by the way.
Really?
Thought, well, this seems weird. This seems weird that my maintenance guy is in a hot tub in Paris with my wife right now.
Yep.
Oh, that's funny.
When are you going to accept the truth about that, Bean?
When they don't come back.
I know we did.
When they send for their stuff, I think that's going to be my clue.
I know we're kidding a lot about it, but dude, you know?
I know. But yeah, I do know, as a matter of fact.
We got Spelling Moose coming up this morning.
Yes, I can't wait.
Our intern Moose helps answer the phones sometimes, and they write up the cities so that we can tell where people are calling from. And we don't recognize many of the cities that he types.
No.
I don't think he's really on board with the way cities are spelled in Southern California. So we're going to give you a chance to win something here coming up on the Kevin and Bean Show. And bad celebrity encounters.
Oh, those are always fun in this town.
Psycho Mike ran into the lead singer of Whitesnake and was insulted roundly, very firmly. So that's strong.
It's a great story.
And you know that there are so many people in the city that are so excited to meet somebody. And maybe that celebrity's having a bad day or something or whatever. And they're just a dick to you.
Yeah. That guy, I wouldn't even have known who he was. And he actually threw out the "don't you know who I am?" And I would have been like, I have no idea who
you are.
I don't
think I would have either. Did he say?
And it was I was in a room of just him and I. And he's so lucky that one person in Los Angeles County, the one out of maybe 10 people who knows who he is and actually cares, was me. And I'm there. And all he does is insult me.
You recognized him?
Immediately.
Okay, you knew.
Because he's still rocking the teased hair down to his waist.
Seriously?
Yeah, it's 2007 when I encountered him.
Wow.
Lisa, you remember the band he was in, though, White
Snake. I remember the band, but I would not recognize him.
I wouldn't recognize him either when he walked in.
No.
I don't think.
Here's a little bit of their big hit song. You should recognize this.
How great is male ass?
Do you remember that big White Snake hit in the video with Tony Katane on the roof of the car?
That's right.
That was a good song right there. So that's all coming up this morning. Plus, don't forget Xbox 360 and Rock Band. If you haven't seen this yet, it's a fantastic game. You get to play the drums, the guitar, the bass guitar, sing.
Yeah.
Very cool. So we got that coming up this morning as well. And we'll take a quick break and come back with Ralph's Showbiz Beat. Ralph, good morning.
Good morning, Kevin of the Kevin and Bean Show. How are you,
You've been talking to Linus, haven't you?
I have. He's in the parking lot watching Kevin's car in the dark.
It's just not happening.
It's just sad.
Can't you wait till the sun comes up?
It's not happening.
Now, Kevin says it streaks too much when the sun hits. It has to dry when it's dark. The poor bastard's out there with a miner's helmet on and a bottle of 409 cleaning tires.
And he still uses bottled water, too. Kevin will let the hose water touch his car, right?
Deionized filtered water.
Otherwise, you're just rubbing the dirt right in.
Sure.
Mine says he has to fly to a spring in Austria, apparently, where there's some sort of glacial runoff, and that's where he collects the water to wash the car. So once a week. It's an expensive trip. But.
Yeah. Worth it, though.
Linus gets it done, though, man. You got to give that guy credit for what he's able to accomplish in just 24 hours each day.
Ralph was here with the Showbiz Beat. What's going on, Ralph?
Finally, we found out what the big Motley Crue announcement was yesterday. Remember I told you? They said it was going to be the biggest announcement in rock this year?
Sure.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Well, yesterday they told us. Motley Crue announces Crue Fest.
Yes. Yes.
And that is?
The loudest show on earth.
That's how they're billing it?
Yeah. Isn't that cute? Okay. It's a traveling festival along the lines of Ozfest. This, the inaugural Crue Fest, here's your lineup. Buck Cherry, Papa Roach, Trapped, and 6 a.m.
You're kidding.
Nope. Well, that'll bring them out in droves. And the crew. You got the crew, too.
Sure.
Don't forget the crew.
Yeah.
That's going to be great, is what you're saying?
Tommy Lee said, first of all, this will be bananas.
Yes,
and
sure.
Second of all, hopefully it'll be like Ozfest and carry on for years. Nope.
No.
It's not a terrible lineup, but it's also nothing really exceptional.
Dude.
I don't know how many people are clamoring for those bands.
Oh, just please let Buck Cherry and Papa Roach tour together so I can see them both in one shot. Yeah, it's not happening. Speaking of failures.
Yeah.
Did you see this thing yesterday with Rob Lowe? I told you the story last week about Rob Lowe. Rob Lowe comes forward on the blog, on Arianna Huffington's blog, I believe, and says, look, one of my employees has threatened if I don't give her $1.5 million, she's going to come forward and say a pack of lies about me and my wife. She was our nanny for a long time. She quit. Now, all of a sudden, she's saying, if you don't give me some money, I'm going to start saying things about you and your wife. And it's sort of a preemptive strike. And everyone's wondering, wow, I wonder what this woman could be saying.
Right.
Well, yesterday we found out.
Yes. Yeah.
The nanny steps forward on the Today Show It says that she was on Rob's payroll for 7 years and claims he groped her, exposed himself to her, and worse. Now, Jessica Gibson is the name of the nanny who appeared on the Today Show yesterday. She was represented on the TV show with her lawyer. One guess who her lawyer was on the Today Show.
Were there TV cameras?
There were cameras.
Gloria Allred?
Yes.
Maybe.
Has she ever turned down a case that involved any sort of publicity
she
ever?
She is an attention whore on the first degree.
She is foul.
Yeah.
Truly foul. Here's the thing. Rob has emails from Jessica Gibson when she left the job after 7 years.
Right.
Saying, I want you and Cheryl, his wife, to know it's not you. It's me. I just need to move on. I love you. I love the kids. You've been nothing but great to me. I apologize for leaving so quickly without giving you enough notice.
So she left very abruptly, did she?
She left very abruptly, and she just fell over herself saying how great they were and how much she loved them.
Wow.
Now, all of a sudden, she's suing for $50,000 for wrongful termination and for sexual harassment.
He didn't terminate her.
No, he didn't. No. But I guess sexual harassment and some other sort of...
Yeah, I heard that she said that the wife exposed herself to her, too.
Oh, yeah, yeah. She used to walk around naked talking about their sex life. It was just a horrible atmosphere to work in.
All I would have worked there.
I know.
That sounds pretty good.
Not too bad.
When asked why she stayed on the job on the Today Show, she said, well, I loved the children. I needed the job. I thought things would get better, and I was scared.
Well, you know how intimidating a naked Rob Lowe can be.
Wow. Just,
I don't know. Of course, it's impossible for us to know what really happened. But if she's making this up, I feel kind of bad for him because people finally started forgetting about his last sex scandal. He finally kind of worked his way back from that, and now he's got this all over again.
But if you're going to leave the job because it's so horrific, why do you write such an apologetic email saying,
my bad,
you guys are the best, love you.
He's smart to have saved that, I'll tell you that.
XOXO.
You effing bitch.
The love affair between John McCain and Heidi Montag continues.
Oh, that's going to be
good
huge.
Couple.
That's not an actual love affair. She's just supporting him in the presidential election.
He should dump his wife for her.
Yeah, if he left his wife and hooked up with Heidi, he'd be the best.
First Lady Heidi Montag.
Oh, dear sweet Jesus. I would have to move to Switzerland.
Are you kidding?
She told Fox News that one of the reasons she wants to vote for John McCain is because he always looks so smart and stylish.
Really?
Yeah.
Is there no sense of, you know, even if that's why she's going to vote for him, you don't, you go, I'm not going to say it out loud.
Last week, by the way, Heidi Montag was brought under scrutiny because it was discovered that she had not registered to vote in either California or her native state of Colorado.
Good job.
Talking about presidential candidates that she's supporting.
How about that?
She said she's just been too busy to register to vote, but she'll get around to it before Election Day.
But if she didn't vote in the primary, she can't vote in the regular election.
What? Since when?
No, isn't that the deal?
I don't think so.
Not that I'm aware of.
Okay. I thought that was the rule.
Maybe in your America, Lisa, but not in my America.
Honestly, why did these people don't have any sense of I'm an idiot for thinking anyone is going to vote the way I do? Really?
It's really troubling.
Come on.
It's troubling on many levels. Let's take a look at the reality television, shall we? Priscilla Presley was eliminated last night on Dancing with the Stars. She said she was very moved, and if her face could actually register emotion, she would show it.
It is a freak show.
This has been an incredible experience. She said it's been life-changing. I learned so much about myself and all that I can do.
Which is fail, which is not win.
So no more.
But the good news is now that she's not on Dancing with the Stars, that frees her to be a contestant on Jingles.
That's true.
Yes.
She's now available to go on Jingles.
That is true.
CBS tells us the next edition of Big Brother will debut on Sunday, July the 13th.
Already?
Will they just give us no freaking break with this Big Brother thing? Isn't the current one still running?
Still on, I think.
It is. Well, the next one, the 10th Big Brother, starts in July.
Okay.
Is it still on? I don't watch CBS, as you know. Not one single show on CBS except 60 Minutes. That's it. Is it still on three nights a week, Ralph? Is it still that deal?
Yes.
I guess it's just cheap. That's the only possible answer I can think of, is it's inexpensive to
make. And it's a job for Julie Chen.
Yeah.
Sure. We got that going.
Yeah.
Look, a quarter pounder with cheese is cheap, too. I don't want to make a TV show about it. You know? Put a little effort in, CBS.
3 days a week, right.
Actually, CBS has put some effort in. They announced the rest of their summer programming, which includes a new reality show called The Greatest American Dog.
No, it doesn't.
It is a reality show about great dogs.
No, it isn't.
Mike,
it
is. They didn't even call us.
It is.
No.
And it will be. And it shall be. And it is.
No.
So, and Lisa will watch.
That's, yes. Those are the two so guarantees Mike, I can give you. It will be on, and Lisa will be watching.
Yes.
Is this going to be a show where they profile a Cocker Spaniel that jumped into a pool to save a drowning kid and stuff like that?
It's, I don't know all the details. It just says a reality show about dogs. Greatest American Dog will debut July 10th.
But it's a reality show. That's weird.
Wow.
Come on.
You want some good TV news?
Yes.
Us Weekly Magazine says the May 22nd episode of Lost will answer all the questions about the Oceanic Six.
Really? God, I might even watch that.
Find that hard to believe.
How they got home? Why this? Just they're only talking about the six of them. They're not talking about the other members of the crash.
That's a big promise.
Those answers will be. These are revealed on May the 22nd.
Good deal.
So circle your calendars.
Okay.
All right.
I told you guys I talked to Carlton Cuse, right? One of the creative executive producers.
Very happy with you.
He kind of cornered you, didn't
he? Yeah. He would like to come on the air.
Oh,
when
great.
That's around, when that comes around the premiere
we'll talk
of the rest
we
of the new
that,
episodes
yeah.
and would like to be on the air. I think largely to publicly humiliate me, but
it's
always
in.
Good.
I told him we'd have a space for him
sure.
on the show if he wants to come by. Today's celebrity birthdays. David Perner of Soul Asylum is 44 years old today. Actor-comedian Martin Lawrence. Actor? Is 43 years old today. I hope there's a college road trip, too, in his future.
Oh, I do, too.
John Cryer. Remember how we used to make fun of John for being a show killer?
TV killer, yeah.
Yeah, TV show killer.
Uh-huh.
Couldn't get a break. Couldn't get a successful sitcom off the air. Now this Two and a Half Man thing, forget about it.
Huge.
Yeah, he was on 10 shows in a row, right, that lasted less than a season.
Yeah. Now this, and he's banging Wally Joyner, too.
Wally Joyner.
You married Wally Joyner?
No, he married Lisa Joyner.
Oh, Lisa Joyner. Different.
My bad. Very different.
It's been a much more interesting relationship my way.
He lives in our neighborhood.
Does he?
He's like right around the corner from me.
Well.
Oh, he's slumming in the valley too?
Yeah.
Wow. I'm going to have to stop by and bring him a fruit basket.
He's one of the nicest people I've ever met, I think.
He is. He's great. He is one BS football fan, though, by the way. Remember he was coming out of the Giants bandwagon last year?
Yeah.
Good timing.
Sure.
Once again, John Cryer. Lucas Haas. You know him.
Great
actor.
I do know that.
Talented actor, 32 years old today. Got his break playing the little kid in Witness. Remember the little Amish kid that Harrison Ford has to protect in Witness?
There was one. Yeah. I don't remember.
That was Lucas Haas. And another child actor made good, Peter Billingsley. You probably remember as Ralphie in A Christmas Story, one of my favorite Christmas movies ever. He is 37 years old today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz.
By the way, I was texting with Dave yesterday. He has a plan to win over Kristen Bell, who we'll talk to in 1 hour here on the Kevin and Bean Show. He's got something he's going to try.
Oh boy!
Yeah,
wow. So that'll go well.
What kind of plan could that possibly be?
He's convinced that she will be his. So we'll explore that coming up this morning. And our friend Joel McHale from The Soup on E. That's all coming up on the Kevin and Bean Show. Let's welcome intern Moose to the studio, ladies and gentlemen. One
good
of our
morning.
Great Kevin and Bean interns this year. How you doing, Moose?
Pretty good. Pretty good.
Moose, how's your spelling been doing lately? I know you were studying because we've been giving you a hard time a little bit that you don't know how to spell any towns in Southern California. You've been working on that at all?
I've been working on it a little bit, but schoolwork's been pretty busy. So, listeners still got a good chance.
Oh, good.
what do you think the problem is? Why is it that the rest of us kind of learn how to spell these cities by osmosis because we drive down these streets and we see them on a map and we see them on TV? We kind of learn them. What do you think the roadblock is for you, Moose?
Well, you know, I've always been that slow kid in class, and you know, I've had to.
Where'd you grow up?
In Orange County.
So you did in Southern California.
Yeah. So
how about that? So when Moose answers the phones for us, they write up the name and the city and what their comments are. And we don't recognize any of the cities that Moose types up. If we know we don't recognize the city, it must be Moose out there.
Right.
Right. Moose is the kind of guy who would write Moobaloo instead of Malibu. And we're just like, what are you doing? He's like, I don't know. I don't know how to spell that. So that's why we're going to play a game one more time here at the Kevin and Bean Show called The Spelling Moose.
Moose, 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 Spelling Moose, 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 Moose can't spell. Moose, Moose, Spelling Moose.
Oh, he's going to win the jingle show with that.
Yeah, no kidding. All right, 1-800-520-1067 is the number. What do we have for prizes? We've got this new Comedy Central DVD that features the South Park Imagination Land, which is one of the it's a kind of a box set of the three funniest episodes of the whole season.
I gotta tell you, whatever they're smoking, I want some. Because that Imagination Land is the most bizarre three episodes of South Park ever.
Really?
It is shocking how good that show continues to be all these years on. Plus, Lil Bush, resident of the United States, you win in both. And I guess every contestant is going to get a Kevin Bean t-shirt, too, if I understand correctly.
Great.
So basically, we go to the phone. You have to tell us if you think Moose is going to have the answer or not, if he's going to be able to spell the city correctly. If you're correct, you'll win the t-shirt and go into the drawing.
Great.
All right.
All right. Let's go.
Let's begin with Ryan and El Segundo. Good morning, Ryan.
How you doing?
Very good. Thank you.
Hey, Ryan.
I played this game last time, and he spelled Cerritos right.
No kidding. Wow. So you did not win that game.
No, I did not.
All right. Okay. All right. So you know how the game is played, Ryan. I'm going to ask Moose to spell the name of the town of Ojai. Will he be able to spell Ojai?
No.
Will not be able to spell Ojai. Okay, now it doesn't matter if Moose does it or not. It just matters that he guesses correctly.
Yeah.
That's correct.
All right. Moose, Ojai. Moose is writing it down on a piece of paper. See if it looks right.
Okay, how'd you spell it?
O-H-A-I.
No. Sorry.
Yes.
Nicely done, Ryan.
It's a J-O-J-A-I.
Congratulations. Okay. You've won. Hang on. 1-800-520-1067. Anthony is on the line from Rancho Cucamonga. It's the spelling Moose. Anthony, you all right, dude?
Yeah, I'm good.
So that's what?
Dharma initiative.
What are you doing? What's going on? You got to press that button every 107 minutes, dude.
What's that noise?
Oh, that's the car. Sorry, man. I'm in my boy's car. He's got a fixed up
assault vehicle.
He's got what?
He's got a fixed up car.
Okay.
Okay. All right. I'm going to ask Moose to spell the name of Duarte. Duarte is going to be his town. What do you think, Anthony?
Ooh, Duarte. No, I don't think he has any Mexican in him. I don't think so.
All right. Moose Duarte.
D-U-A-R-T-E.
Look at that. How about that?
Served, Anthony. Nice. All right. Let's go to Monica in Southgate. Good morning, Monica.
Good morning, guys.
Hi, Monica.
Hi. Monica. Moose's word is going to be Winnetka. Winnetka.
Is he going to know it or not?
Oh, fat chance.
Fat chance. Okay, so
you say no. All right.
Not Moose. Only no, but real hell no. Moose is writing it down.
W-E-N-E.
All right.
Congratulations. Hang on for your prize.
All right. Tell them how it's spelled.
W-I. It's W-I-N-N-E-T-K-A. You're close, Moose. You're close. Awesome. Easy mistake to make.
All right. Let's go to Steve in Costa Mesa. Good morning, Steve.
What's up, guys? How you doing, Lisa Mack?
I'm good, Steve.
All right, Steve. How about Aliso Viejo for you? Yeah. Aliso Viejo.
If he's from Costa Mesa, I got to say, or from Orange County, I got to say yes.
You think he'll know that from just growing up there? All right, Moose.
A-L-I-S-O-V-I-E-J-O.
Wow.
Well done. Well done. So you win, too. Congratulations.
He wins because he knew. All right. Let's go to Casey in Malibu. Good morning, Casey.
What's up, party people? Hi, Lisa.
Hi.
Spelling Moose.
Spelling Moose. The word is going to be Beaumont. The town of Beaumont.
No.
He will not know it. All right. Beaumont. Moose again writing down with a pen on a piece of paper. Try and work it out.
B-E-U.
It's B-E-A-U. Yeah, it's a sneaky one. That's
well done, Casey.
It's Spanish, it's French.
I think we got time for one more, maybe?
What did he say?
It's not Spanish, it's French.
Let's go to Mario in Pasadena.
Can he ask for the origin of the name?
Yeah.
That's what we're getting to, right.
Exactly. Hey, Kevin. Hey, Lisa May.
Hey, Mario.
Good morning, Mario.
Hi, Mario. All right, how about Visalia?
No. Absolutely not.
All right.
Visalia.
Moose writing it down with a piece of, with a pen and a piece of paper again.
V-I-S-A-L-I-A.
Wow.
Look at that. Moose is the man.
Wow. Son of a gun.
Congratulations.
He's been studying.
Sorry, dude.
I got to say, Moose is way better this time around than he is last time.
Have you been studying?
No, I just took my Ritalin, so we're in good shape.
Took your Ritalin. Okay.
Is that what it is?
Oh, yeah.
All right, Lisa, you're going to do the drawing for the Comedy Central DVD gift pack.
All right. And the winner is Steve in Costa Mesa.
Steve in Costa Mesa. Can't go to him because he's on the other line, but okay. Congratulations.
All right.
Got Imagination Land from South Park. You also got the Little Bush resident of the United States, and you get a Kevin and Bean t-shirt. Congratulations and thanks for playing the spelling.
We got to talk about a topic that is it's pretty commonplace in Southern California. You live here long enough, you're going to run into a famous person, and maybe the encounter doesn't always go the way that you imagined it might. Maybe you are a little bit disappointed. And by the way, having said that, very tough to be a famous person, a recognizable person, and be expected to be on good behavior to all people at all times. I can understand why these stories happen sometimes, and sure. I can also understand why, I don't care who you are, if you're a dick to Mike, no one's really going to blame you. I mean, that.
Right.
I mean, really, that just is the right thing to do.
I don't even blame him.
Yeah, so we're not going to blame celebrities for this, but we're going to. They might be right in acting the way they do, or they might be, you know, having a bad day or whatever.
Either way, we enjoy the stories.
Bad run-ins with celebrities is what we're looking for, and Psycho Mike is going to kick it off with the lead singer of Whitesnake, David Coverdale.
I'm sitting in a doctor's office waiting in the waiting room, and it's one of those doctor's offices where it's disconnected from the actual office, so you have to, like, flick a switch to let them know that you're waiting in the waiting room.
Okay. So psychiatrist, we got it, right?
And I'm waiting in there, and I'm waiting for a while, and David Coverdale from Whitesnake walks in, and he's geeking it hard, rocking the cowboy boots, the feathered-teased hair down to his waist. Yeah, and I'm like,
still playing the lead singer of Whitesnake,
like,
is he?
David Coverdale, sweet. So he flicks the little switch, too, and he's waiting, and he's really loud having a conversation with his – I don't know who she is, but it's an older woman waiting with him.
Mm-hmm.
And he's talking on the cell phone waiting. Finally, the receptionist comes out to see him, and he walks with her into the corridor, and I can hear him yelling, I have to wait another hour, this and that. And she says, not only do you have to wait, sir, but there's another appointment in front of you. And as he's saying that, he's walking back out into the corridor where I am, and he's like, I'm not going to wait. I'm certainly not going to wait now, and I'm not definitely not waiting after this poofta. And he points, and I'm like, what did I do?
That's a British term for gay?
Bean says, I guess. I'm like, what did I do? I just look up, and now I'm laughing.
You just showed up for your appointment. You're just sitting on the couch waiting to see the doctor.
And I'm like, I was just blown away at his behavior. And I said,
because you expect a lot more from the former lead singer of Whitesnake.
No, but I really didn't do anything. I'm just.
Right, it's not like you were in his face.
Why do you have to bring me into it?
Right.
And I'm staring at him with this look on my face, like in disbelief. He goes, what? And I said, I'm just shocked by how inappropriate your behavior is. He said, shut up, pussy. And he walked out the door.
Oh!
David Coverdale served me, wrecked me.
We are going to take your calls, by the way, 1-800-520-1067. If you had a bad celebrity encounter, this Whitesnake, by the way, was popular 20 years ago, I guess, probably about at their peak. And if you don't remember their big song, Here I Go Again, this is what it sounded like.
How great is male ass?
Oh, I'm sorry. I got the wrong button there. Yeah, that's not the one I meant at all. Here's a little bit of a Whitesnake for you. And go. And what's funny is Mike, by the way, one of the few people in the world who would A, recognize, B, even care that it's David Coverdale from Whitesnake. I mean, kind of probably thought they were okay, right, Mike?
Yeah, I mean, I'm not the hugest fan, but like you said, I'm one of the only people in all of LA County that would know who he was and even care. And so, and I said, I was totally minding my own business, and he brought me into it.
Yeah, I think he made the right call.
It was pretty cool.
I ran into Madonna one time, and she made the right call.
You did?
Well, it's not that I ran into her. It's that I was at those award shows. You remember when I used to sneak down front and sit wherever I wanted to sit?
At the Grammys, right?
Grammys, I think. Yeah, there were some open seats, and I heard somebody behind me go, who's the asshole in my seat?
Oh!
And I turned around, and it was Madonna, and she was pointing right at me. I was like, that would be me.
She did make the right
call. So she did the right thing. There's nothing wrong with that. All right, let's say good morning to Greg in Hermosa Beach. Good morning, Greg.
Hey, what's up?
Hi, Greg.
Bad run-ins with celebrities. What happened?
I was driving down Wilshire one day on my lunch break, and I noticed this black Land Rover going down the street, and there's a hot blonde chick driving it. So I was checking her out, and she pulled to the right-hand side, and next thing I know, when I look, I slam on my brakes, and it was Mark Hoppus running across to get picked up. And he just looked at me and gave me the bird and hopped in the car and took off.
Now, did he flip you off just to be funny? Did he notice you were watching him? Did he notice you were watching the girl? What?
Oh, man, I don't know. I was checking out his old lady. I almost hit him. And when I turned around, I drive a big F-350, and I just kind of slammed on my brakes and you know, he's kind of kept
That's
going.
Funny. I find that funny.
Now, let me ask you this. Clearly, you recognize Mark Hoppus. Are you a Blink-182 fan?
No, not really.
Travis.
He's a good drummer.
Yeah, he's great. Yeah.
So it didn't hurt you. It didn't cut you deep that it was somebody you, like, really admired.
A second to realize who it was, and then when it clicked, I was just like, whoa, that was kind of interesting.
That would have made me
that
laugh.
That is funny.
What's that?
I find it funny when people just out of the blue flip you off. That cracks me up.
I'm shocked he didn't show you his penis, by the way, knowing Mark Hoppus.
Yeah, no kidding. All right, thank you for the call. Let's go to Monty, who is calling from Northridge. Good morning, Monty.
Hey, how are you?
Bad run-ins with celebrities. What do you got?
Martin Lawrence basically called me retarded.
That hurts coming from Martin Lawrence.
What was the situation? What happened?
I was working at a movie theater, and he already saw a show, and he wanted to know the movie after that when he got out. And he asked, you know, what time does the movie start? And I was standing by the door, and I said, well, they're still cleaning the theater. And he goes, okay, well, what time does the movie start? I go, well, you can't go in right now. They're still cleaning the theater. And he started hand signaling me like I was deaf and said, what time does the movie start?
He made the right call, too. Why would you not answer his question?
I don't know. I was a little starstruck, I guess, at the time. So
that's funny. Well, you were acting retarded. I think, again, that's the right call.
Yep.
Yeah, I pretty much deserved it.
Thank you, Monty. 1-800-520-1067 is the phone number. Let's say good morning to Brian in Pasadena. Good morning, Brian.
Hey, good morning. So I've got Nicolas Cage confusing me for his drug dealer.
I'm sorry? Allegedly, you mean?
Allegedly, yeah.
Sure.
I'm at the Beverly Hills Hotel with my wife, and I see this really old dude with a really young Asian woman. I'm like, hey, who's... Oh, my God, that's Nicolas Cage.
Mm-hmm.
So I walk over to say hello to him, and the next thing I know, he's confusing me for somebody else, obviously. He's like, oh, yeah, so does the Eagle fly on Friday? I'm like, excuse me, sir?
What?
Are you Joe? No, I'm sorry. I got to go. That's the weirdest thing I've ever seen.
Does the Eagle fly on Friday? He's got code?
That's fantastic.
Wow.
Or he might have just been out of it. Who knows? But I don't know with Nick Cage. It was wild.
Yeah, with Nick Cage, he could have meant literally, does the Eagle fly on Friday? You don't know.
He could have just been confused. That's a great story, Brian. Thank you very much. All right. We got to take a break, but we got some terrific celebrities on the line, by the way, or people calling about running into them on the line, including Forrest Whitaker, Nikki Sixx, and more. 1-800-520-1067. We want to hear about your bad celebrity encounters. The more embarrassing, the more awkward, the better. We'll take your calls right after this on K-Rock. Right now, we're talking about bad celebrity encounters. David Coverdale from the band Whitesnake pretty much called Mike a pussy, which is really kind of what got us into the topic. He did the right thing. We'll judge whether your celebrity did the right thing or not at 1-800-520-1067. Let's go to Jason in Agoura Hills, please. He's on line 2. Hi, Jason. You're on the Kevin and Bean Show. Who'd you run into? What happened?
Ran into Nikki Sixx, and he told me to blank off in front of my 6 and 8 year old.
Oh, no.
What were you doing to him?
Well, I was at the hardware store. I grew up, you know, in the '80s, a huge Crew fan.
Right.
So I'm in Agoura Hills in the hardware store, and I see him, and I'm like, oh my God, it's Nikki Sixx! It's Nikki Sixx! So I go up to him, and he's all wearing what he wears, I guess, when he's at the hardware store. And I said, hey, Nikki, big fan, and he turns at me, takes 2 steps at me, and I back up, and he points to his earpiece in his ear. I couldn't see it, and he's all, I'm on the blanking phone. Blank off, man.
Aw, man.
So like you knew. Head down, and I walk away with my little girls. And my what was funny, though, is my 8-year-old looks at me, and she goes, Daddy, why was that pirate so mean to you?
That's the best. That's awesome.
Why was that pirate mean?
Thank you, Jason. That is a fantastic call. I appreciate it. Let's try Joe in Sherman Oaks, line 6. Pirate. Right. That's the best.
Joe, good morning.
Morning, guys. Morning, Lisa.
Hi, Joe.
Bad celebrity run-ins. What happened?
All right. I was at Macy's in Sherman Oaks, and I, you know, shopping for my girl, you know, over there in the perfume section. So I'm walking around, and I see Samuel L. Jackson. And I'm like, oh, cool. You know, I'm excited, you know, to see him. So I walk up to him and I go, excuse me, sir. Do you mind if I get your autograph? And he's all like, he tells the lady behind the counter, he's all like, do you believe this guy has the nerve to ask me for my autograph while I'm shopping?
Oh.
So I'm all like looking at him. I'm all like, you got to be kidding me, right? And he looks at me like waiting for me to do something. So I just walk away. I'm all like, F you, a-hole.
Well, see, this is the tough, tough spot that celebrities are in because they ought to be able to have a personal life and they shouldn't be expected to sign their names like trained monkeys 24/7.
True.
Plus, Joe sounds like he had that coming. I mean, I got to be honest.
Maybe.
Come on.
It's a good story, though. Thank you for the call. I mean, that is a tough one. I mean, yeah, would it have been a big deal for him to do it? No. But you know what happens so often is now somebody sees Samuel L. Jackson sign an autograph, and that person comes up and gets in line. And the next thing you know, they're there for an hour trying to get out of the store.
Well, the other thing is, so often when it happens at a place you're not expecting it is, nobody has a piece of paper. Nobody has a pen. So now you're like asking the perfume lady, do you have something that I can sign for this dude?
You have an eyeliner maybe I can write on?
I mean, it gets really stupid.
Write on a piece of paper. Ryan in Long Beach, good morning.
Good morning, guys.
Who'd you run into?
Hello.
I ran into Brett Michaels at the Hard Rock Casino in Las Vegas.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Wow, for Poison.
Yeah. And we were walking through the casino, you know, having a couple of drinks, and he had just gotten out of a show that he's been playing.
Right.
And as he passes me, he just throws his shoulder into me and tells me, hey, watch it, a-hole.
Do you think he actually leaned over to hit you with his shoulder?
It just kind of like, you know, as you walk past people in a crowd, you know, and like, you know, how some people are kind of, you know, jerks about it. And
right.
They'll give you a bump. He did one of those, and I was a little buzzed. So I turn around, and I'm like, you know, what? What are you going to do?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're a tough guy, Ryan.
What else you got? You want to go outside?
Yeah. And then so then my buddy thought, hey, dude, look at that giant bodyguard he has right behind him. So then kind of walked away.
Sure. Yeah.
Yeah.
Look, his life is so sad, though. I mean, he's does Rock of Love for a job. You almost got to feel sorry for the guy.
Truly.
You know, cut him some slack.
Well, I guess, but they didn't really have an altercation. He was just walking through the casino.
Right.
I mean,
exactly.
That's
yeah,
a little weird.
It is weird how many hairband people are on this list of bad celebrity encounters, isn't it? I mean, that's
it is
three
yeah,
already.
That's most of them. Yeah. Let's go to Mark in Corona. Good morning, Mark.
Hey, good morning, guys. How you guys doing?
Good.
Good.
Okay, my celebrity met dude. It was you guys. I used to be an intern for you guys. You guys fired me.
Which intern are you?
I'm Creepy Wonder.
Who could blame us?
We were talking, we did the right thing. We were talking about you the other day.
You were talking about me? Why? What were you talking about?
You're a douchebag.
We were talking about worst interns ever.
Oh. Yeah.
No, how was I a jerk?
Wow.
No.
If we could fire you twice, it would have been good.
I'd like to fire you from this phone call, Creepy.
Thank you for the call. Let's move on to real celebrities, too, by the way. Let's go to James, who is calling from Hollywood. Good morning, James.
Hey, what's up, Kevin and Bean?
Who'd you run into?
Good morning. So Rosie O'Donnell.
Oh, okay.
She's such a bitch. So I was working as a waiter in West Hollywood, and I had a big group of, you know, people at one table, like 10 people, and one of them notices Rosie O'Donnell. So they go, oh, cool, we want to get a picture with Rosie. They're like, hey, James, can you take a picture with us and Rosie? I go, sure, let's go over there, right? You know, it's a pretty nice restaurant. It's pretty cool, though.
Right.
It's like a cantina. So they walk over to her, and they go, hey, Rosie, can we take a picture with you? She looks at both of us. She goes, I'm not working tonight. And then she looks at me, says, like piss off, buddy. And so then I'm there, and everyone's like all upset. And the next thing you know, she goes to my manager, complains, and then she gets me fired from my job.
Bitch!
Dude!
Just to take a picture!
Bitch!
Just to take a picture.
You know what? There are some celebrities, though, that it's not surprising. She's one of them.
Yeah,
well, she can't have been worried about how she looked that night, because she always looks like that.
Yeah. All right.
Well, thanks, guys.
Thank you, James. Oh, we have so many. We got to kind of rush through these. Let's go to Rick in Fountain Valley. Good morning, Rick. Welcome to the Kevin and Bean Show.
Yeah, guys. How you doing?
Bad celebrity run-in. Who'd you see?
I used to work in a theater, and Jack Nicholson came in. The movie had already started, so he said, I'll pay on my way out. He runs into the theater, and on his way out, I try and get the money from him, and he said, are you kidding me? I'm not going to pay for that piece of crap. He gets in his limo, which he was driving himself, peels out, and just...
Wait a minute.
Yeah.
Jack Nicholson was driving his own limo?
Yeah.
What?
That's the best. Because he'd already killed his driver. I don't know.
That's not possible.
Yeah.
I've never... Why would he not just drive his own car?
I don't know. It's crazy.
He wasn't driving a limo.
Well, it's right in the middle of Pico Boulevard.
Because
then you can park it anywhere.
Maybe, yeah.
Maybe. That's fantastic. By the way, with all Jack Nicholson has given to the movies, he should be allowed to see them for free anyway.
Sure. He's Jack. And plus, exactly. He's fallen on hard times driving a limo.
Oh, yeah.
I know.
All right.
Sad.
Thank you for the call.
He had to go pick up his next fare.
And now, a moment with Bean.
Hey, you like the Weezer? I got the new Weezer for you.
That was A Moment with Bean.
That's how Bean buys all his CDs from some dude out of the back of his truck.
Sure, why not? Hey,
at a gas station.
What voice is that?
Hey, now that I hear there's a new Weezer song, that means a new Weezer album is following, and that means I need to head down to the gas station and see if my guy can hook me up.
Yeah. I think that was his impression of a Mexican guy.
Uh-huh. 1600?
Hey, what the Weezer?
Yeah. It's a caballero, apparently, coming over on a ship to plant palm trees in the New World.
I ordered breakfast in the Renaissance, Ralph. That's what I did. All right. It's 6:52 on the Kevin and Bean Show. Kristen Bell is going to be joining us after the news at 7 o'clock, talking about forgetting Sarah Marshall. And Dave is just, he's beside himself that we're going to have her on the phone. He's just going crazy.
Rightfully so, by the way.
He's convinced that she will be his. So let's find out what his plan is to win her over and talk about her new movie coming up. Right now, Ralph's got the showbiz beat for a Wednesday morning.
See, by breakfast in the Renaissance, Beam's referring to an old Stephen Wright joke. Where he goes into a diner, and the menu said, breakfast served any time. So I ordered pancakes during the Renaissance.
Wow.
Wow, I never
would have gotten reference.
Yeah. It was just for Ralph. That's sometimes good. It's just for Ralph.
Sadly, sometimes it is just for me.
Email.
Demi Moore is reviving her career. She is set to star in two films this year. Hmm. She's going to star with Parker Posey in a movie called Happy Tears, about a woman who returns to her Wisconsin home to deal with a bitter older sister and a father suffering from dementia. Good times.
All right.
It's comedy.
She also starred with Woody Harrelson and Josh Hartnett in a martial arts film called Bunraku, in which she'll play a woman who's been captured and forced to marry a warlord. All right, Demi.
Wow.
Why such a hurry to rush back to your career, I ask? These are the projects that brought you out of retirement?
That's bullshit.
G.I. Jane 2? Couldn't find a script?
She made a cameo on her husband or boyfriend, whatever she is, with Ashton Kutcher the other day on Saturday Night Live. And I was struck by how beautiful she still is. Demi Moore.
Yeah, she looked good.
Beautiful woman.
If you had that team of doctors working on you,
sure.
You'd look good too. She had a knee lift, for Christ's sake.
Yeah.
She did?
Yes.
A knee lift?
She's had everything done, including her knees.
I've never heard of a knee lift.
She had baggy knees.
Wow.
So they gave her a knee lift.
Is she a good actress?
No.
I've always
never,
sort of
not once, ever.
Very borderline about her.
Never once, ever.
She doesn't make good choices.
She doesn't destroy me, though. As far, like, I don't look at her and go, wow, I hate her.
Horrible.
Yeah.
Just she's been decent. Right? She's been good in some things. She's not great, but she's been good.
She was passable in Ghost, where she had to cry a lot and look off in the distance.
One crazy summer.
Oh, stop.
How about more recently? How about Bobby? I thought she was very good in Bobby. She played that alcoholic chick.
Yeah, she's.
Yeah, she's very good in that.
I forgot she was in it.
Remember how bad she was in Indecent Proposal?
Oh.
Yeah, that was pretty bad.
Boy, she's horrible in that.
That was pretty bad.
All right, let's move on. More movie news. Finally, they found someone to do the theme song for the new James Bond movie. You know, every time they do a big Bond movie, the big celebrity star who does the theme song, it's always a big point of interest.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Been announced by the London Sun tabloid that Amy Winehouse will be doing the theme song Quantum of Solace.
Yeah.
That is just a whole bunch of bad. In one
That's
sentence
gonna be
right
awesome.
There.
I feel like I have to write that song.
Yeah, exactly. And she's not exactly in any condition to come up with any piece of brilliance.
Yeah. I have a clip of the song if you want to hear it.
Sure.
How great is male ass?
That wasn't her. Sorry.
Well,
different direction for the Bond theme, it sounds like.
In fact, Daniel Craig is Bond. That actually fits together.
Oh.
You know what I'm saying? Alicia Keys. She's got a little bit of a trouble. You read about her interview in Blender Magazine?
No.
Where she said, and this is her quote, gangsta rap was invented by the U.S. government as the way to get black people to kill each other.
No.
Like the Zulu.
No, she didn't.
Yeah.
But she did.
But
she
yeah.
did. Are she you did say that. Kidding me?
Yeah. She
well,
also
tell that to Eazy-E, by the way.
That had to be a joke.
She also was quoted as saying she's proud of the gold AK-47 she wears around her neck on a chain because it symbolizes, and I quote, strength, power, and killing them dead.
Who cares about her? She's a lesbian.
All right.
Yeah. You know, the government is full of white people. They can't come up with good raps.
Excuse me.
That's problem one.
Psycho Mike, come on.
There's a lot of
problems
with that
statement.
There's
none of you in the government. Trust me, you could never get a job in the government.
That's true.
Hey.
Hey.
No, that's true.
She's right, you know. I just thought that was interesting.
That's, wow.
It's kind of shocking.
Let's see, we did AIDS, right?
Uh-huh.
We did AIDS.
That's right, that was us, yeah.
Let's see, but gangster rap now.
Mm-hmm. Crack. Mm-hmm.
Crack, that was ours, crack. Too. That was CIA, right? Wow, government's busy. No wonder I pay such high taxes. They got a lot of interesting projects going on there in the government. I'd love to know what department that is where they're all whipping up the conspiracies.
The Department of Rap.
Department of Rap.
Yeah. It's probably effing up black people. Hey, why would Alicia Keys say something like that? She's a smart girl. Even if she believed it, why would she say something
well,
like
that's
that?
What I'm saying. She had to be joking. Had to be.
I read the interview. It didn't sound like it. It didn't come off like a joke.
It's in the May issue of Blender if you want to pick it up and read it for yourself. I just thought that was pretty interesting.
It's a little scary.
Yeah. Chris Angel's a big douchebag. Apparently, he's gotten in some trouble in Las Vegas by being a major a-hole. His girlfriend, one of his girlfriends, Miss Nevada, USA, Veronica Grabowski.
Come on with that.
Didn't make the finals of the Miss USA pageant, and apparently Chris Angel mind-freaked out. He was seen flashing his middle finger during the NBC telecast.
Oh, no, he didn't.
When a roving cameraman attempted a celebrity in the crowd shot at the Planet Hollywood Resort where they were doing the Miss USA pageant.
Did he shout,
yeah! I don't think he did, no. There was also a controversy because apparently he approached one of the judges with his girlfriend and said, I hope you're going to give my girl high marks.
Really?
And the female judge, Sandy Mecca, said she felt sort of uncomfortable by the whole the whole altercation. And so she asked to be escorted into the theater the night they were actually doing because she'd want to run into him again and have him come up to her.
Wow.
Then finally, the journalist who reported that story, who had the interview with this judge who said it, was hunted down by Chris Angel, or Chris Sarantakos, at the event and threatened. The guy said he launched an F-bomb-laced tirade that ended with Angel, after being restrained, saying, don't ever write another word about me or you'll need an eye patch over your other eye. Apparently, this journalist has to wear an eye patch. He's got a bad eye.
That's a threat.
Chris Angel.
You know that thing that you have on your eye? Give me another one.
Two of them.
Chris Angel is a big douchebag. The douchiest of all.
More Vegas.
That answer is true. Yeah.
More Vegas celebrity news. Paris Hilton was interviewed in Las Vegas this weekend. And she told, I guess this was on radio, she told the radio personality she was talking to that she finds Kim Kardashian, her friend, Kim Kardashian's body gross. Yeah. And it reminds her of cottage cheese inside a big trash bag.
Oh! Oh my God.
Cottage cheese inside a, not just a trash bag, but a big one.
Trash
not those little white ones that are in the kitchen.
Yeah, apparently she was talking to Chet Buchanan in the morning zoo.
Chet?
I thought that was her, you said it was her friend, though.
Yes.
No, I thought you said Kim Kardashian is her friend.
Paris and Kim Kardashian are friends.
Yeah, that's what he meant. Yeah.
Well, I know, but then she said that about her friend.
I know. That's what I'm saying. It's a strange way to treat your friends.
Wow.
TMZ.com says Paris was quick to call Kim and apologize.
You can't take that back.
You can't take that back. No. Saying her body's gross.
I was misquoted.
Yeah.
Some people might think, that's what I was saying. Some people might think your body is gross, but I don't.
I'm sorry. I misread the story. It's booty, not body.
Her booty.
So we're talking specifically booty. About her sweet, okay, juicy, voluptuous ass that I love.
Okay.
The booty is gross, and it reminds me of cottage cheese inside a big trash bag.
Wow.
Oh, I'm sorry, honey. I'm sorry I said that.
You don't think about the trash bag, the cottage
people
cheese.
Who are listening.
Just kidding.
Flat ass.
Love fat asses.
Me too. Can I get a quick email in before I get to celebrity birthdays?
Not if it ends in this song I have queued up. Nope.
This comes from Catherine.
Nope.
Ralph, I heard you mention how much you're enjoying the John Adams miniseries on HBO, and I am too, by the way. That's a goddamn good series. I'm loving it too. I'm also learning a lot about American history. In fact, I had no idea until I watched this series what a military genius General George Washington was. It was brilliant of him to be watching the British Navy with great interest. Washington was rightly concerned that the British would bring their warships up the rivers of the colonies and strike at key port cities. True to his fears, the British did maneuver their ships up the Potomac, and luckily, Washington had prepared his troops to stop them. Many scholars believe that the colonies might not have won their independence if Washington had not managed the defeat of Potomac.
It was the heat of the moment.
That's how Washington stopped them. It was defeat of Potomac. Showed in the
Really?
The Speed of Potomac.
Really?
That's just really.
Catherine Markgraff, everyone. Thank you.
That's really? A long way
that
to go. Well
that done. Is a long slide
that was
for an hour.
Spectacular.
I like the second magical, line especially.
Wow. Magical.
Long,
spectacular.
Long, but at least not
and
good.
And wonderful.
That's not funny.
Thanks for that info, Ralph.
Celebrity birthdays today. David Perner of Soul Asylum is 44 years old today. Martin Lawrence turns 43, as does John Cryer, our pal from Two and a Half Men. Peter Billingsley, better known as Little Ralphie in A Christmas Story, who's now a very successful producer, by the way.
Is he?
You know, the breakup with Vince Vaughn and Jennifer Aniston?
Yeah.
Most
mm-hmm.
recently, that was his his production.
Kidding.
Oh. 37 years old today, and actor Lucas Haas turns 32. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Cut it. Cut the song.
106.7
K-Rock, it's K-R-O-Q.
K-Rock, blah, blah, blah.
Dave, we got it. We can handle this interview.
No.
We're fine. No, just step out. We got... Look,
no.
We,
no.
We don't need your help. Forgetting Sarah Marshall is the movie. We've been hearing a countdown here in the office for the last year to the movie opening up on Friday. Why? Because it stars Dave's girlfriend, Kristen Bell, who joins us on the phone right now. Good morning, Kristen.
Isn't she really?
How are you?
Isn't all right,
she?
Dave.
Isn't she really all of our girlfriends?
No, we wish, right. But
there's
hey, Kristen.
For me to go around.
All right.
Yeah.
We heard that you were on a set this morning. What are you working on right now?
I just got done doing Regis and Kelly for promoting the movie.
Okay. Oh, that's right. And you were on with the dreaded Heidi Montag. She was the other guest this morning, right?
She was. But why do you say dreaded?
Because we
sweet. I think
we watched The Hills.
Have you seen the show, Kristen?
I haven't. Yeah. I don't really
that's,
watch TV.
You're lucky. That's why. Yeah. Seriously, you would have tried to smother her with a pillow if you'd seen that show. Trust me on that.
Are you
one,
kidding?
So.
No. Me on the show because she's so sweet in real life.
You don't watch any TV, Kristen?
Not really. I watch America's Funniest Home Videos. I just watch quality TV, you guys.
Sure, yeah. Sure. You should check out that Heroes, by the way. That's coming back this year. I think you'd like it.
Really?
I mean, she's on it, Pete. I'll be on that show.
Well, Kristen, where do we start with you? You've been so busy since the last time we talked to you. I guess we might as well get the business out of the way first, and that is that this movie looks hilarious. You're forgetting Sarah Marshall.
Thank you. I think it is. I mean, I don't know. I think I'm biased because I worked on it, but it's been well received so far. And I think, you know, the cool thing is it's told from the male's perspective. Jason Segel wrote it, and it's about seeing a guy heartbroken, which I think you don't often see in a romantic comedy. And so it's just as much appealing to guys because it's the Judd Apatow humor as
sure.
it is to women.
Right. Now, so much has been made of how much of Jason Segel's nether regions that we see in the film. I mean, when you're filming scenes like that where you're breaking up with him and he's naked, I mean, do you just go for it and he just hangs out all day naked on the set, or do they try to cover him up when you're filming, or what do they do?
You know what? We shot it. It was the last thing we shot, so everybody knew each other really well. The whole crew had become close. We shot it for 2 days, and for 2 days he was naked.
God bless
him. At one point, there was like a nylon sock involved.
Oh, good.
It just, I'll tell you something. That draws way more attention to it than just, you know, bone bare bones.
Yeah.
We just tried to pretend like he wasn't naked.
But isn't it kind of impossible to not look?
Of course.
Cut, Kristen, for God's sakes, Kristen. Cut. Why are you looking down there?
No, you know, it was at one point, because he was nervous in the beginning, and the costume designer was so sweet, she made T-shirts that said, that had the statue of David on the front, so we all wore them into work and had our junk out.
Nice.
Keep it up, Jace, on the back. And then at one point, though, we were sitting on the couch, and he's still naked, and we're so clearly in coverage, which, when you're shooting, means that you're shooting, you know, the frame that's your shoulders up.
Right.
Like the close frames, you know? And I thought, I don't want to be rude, but he clearly doesn't have to be naked right now. And
right.
Like, what's in frame? Like, we're just kind of like shoulders up right now. And they were like, yeah. And I looked at Jason. I was like, so, you know, we're good. And he was like, yeah. And he still didn't cover up.
Well.
That's when he was comfortable.
Who could blame him?
Now you have a little bit of a love scene yourself with Russell Brand, character he plays.
Don't tell Dave that, okay?
Yeah, Dave's very heartbroken already about that.
Yeah. Dave, you've seen the clip on YouTube already, right?
Yeah, I sent it to you guys, right?
Dave, you dog, you.
Now, Kristen, I have a clip. This is Jason, the guy that you break up with, goes to Hawaii, and you also go to Hawaii, and he finds out while he's there that you're there.
Oh. Yeah, it's Sarah Marshall from Crime Scene. People are excited that she's here.
She's my ex-girlfriend. We broke up 3 weeks ago.
Oh, I'm sorry, sir.
Right, this is fine, right?
Sir?
It's totally fine.
Okay, there she is. Did she see me?
Uh-huh.
Is she coming over here?
Yep. Peter.
Hey. Hi.
What are you doing here?
Came here to murder you.
That's not awkward at all.
Very, very awkward.
This is getting so well received by the critics. Is that something that really means a lot to you, or you just kind of try to write it off when it's good like you do when it's bad, or what?
You know what? I try to stick with that. It's something I learned in New York from doing shows. You know, old Broadway veterans said if you believe the good, you have to believe the bad.
Right.
But this, though, because of the people involved and because of, I think, just probably good chemistry and the fact that Jason just wrote a really great script, it's been so well received. It's been just sort of nothing but, you know, flattery and giggles. I mean, the Ebert and Roper review was just, I mean, ridiculously flattering to Jason.
Wow.
It was just, they said it was, he said it was one of the, he added it to his top 50 comedies of all time immediately.
Yeah.
I mean, it
wow.
was just, and I think that has a lot to do, you know, with Jason and what he wrote and then just, you know, sort of everybody having fun making the movie.
Well, it's awesome that you're in this. We were very excited ever since it was announced, and I'm so glad that it's finally coming. And Dave, you don't get to talk to Kristen as often as you'd like, and of course you don't have the Clippers in the playoffs to talk about. What's yeah. What's your approach to get one step closer to Miss Bell's heart here today, now that she's on the phone?
Well, I was tipped off that you're a salt and pepper shaker collector.
Not by choice, Dave. Not by choice, but I am, in fact, because my mother, who is a strange duck herself, decided one day that that's what I should be collecting, and she has gotten me 12 different sets.
Excellent.
And they're awkward, like they're weird, like some of them, they're like some of them are just inappropriate ones, like they're little Indian people, or
sure.
they're just like 1950s salt and pepper shakers that probably are not that PC anymore.
Yeah,
but
right.
Are cute like King Kong and the tower he climbs.
Dave,
but
where do you go from? I hear you collect salt and pepper shakers. What's your next move after that?
No, I mean I'm just saying. Now she's gonna get a personal Dave the King of Mexico salt and pepper shaker. So
that's it. That's your move.
Well, no, just a little, you know. A little gift.
Wow.
A little something to remember you by.
Yeah, something to always remember me
that
by.
That should do it.
So,
yeah. Kristen has tried so hard to forget you, and you're going to make that next to impossible with the King of Mexico salt
and
pepper shakers.
What are you talking about, Bean? She loves me.
Right.
Uh-huh. That's what she does.
Of course I do.
See?
All right. Well, listen, Forgetting Sarah Marshall opens up everywhere on Friday. It does look hilarious, as you've heard. Kristen, you know you're our number one all-time favorite girl. We love having you on the show, and anytime you get the chance, please you know, come on when you can, all right?
Adore you guys. Thanks so much.
And text me anytime you want.
All right.
Thanks, Dave.
All right, Dave. Thank you, Kristen.
Bye.
Bean's wife has been gone for about a week. She's on vacation. They vacation separately because, let's be honest, she doesn't want to go where Bean wants to go.
Bean goes to crappy places.
Bean goes to Kansas and places like that. And she's like, why would we go there?
Honey, so Death Valley, come on.
She's been gone for about a... Enslave? Yeah, that's
by the Enslave.
Nothing could be going on there.
Yeah, and my wife there. And the last I heard from them was a couple days ago. They sent me a picture of them in a hot tub. So I don't know.
Are you sure she didn't move out?
Well, she hasn't. I assume she'll send for her stuff and tater tot if that's the case.
Okay.
So at this point, I still believe she's coming back. But it's been a lot of pressure on me because, you know, I'm me. I'm Jabba the Hutt. I barely move.
Yeah.
I certainly don't do anything. So with Donna gone, who does the lion's share of the work, and then Marty, who does everything else that Donna doesn't do, you know, now
right.
I've got to do everything, and it's killing me.
Now, we talked about this guy before, but Jesus is Bean's gardener, and he started mowing or weed whacking or something. I don't know, about a minute before 10,
yeah.
A couple of weeks ago. And Bean, of course, lit into him. I mean, just really tore him a new one.
Poor Jesus.
Well, I didn't really as much as I just, you know, silencio, silencio. I
and
mean,
apparently,
I was just trying to, because I didn't want the noise on the air. That's
right.
All.
But tell us about Jesus and why he's trying to save money.
Well, Jesus is the hardest working guy I know, and I love the dude. He's really, really good guy. And he is working, you know, 20 hours a day with his landscaping business right now because he's trying to raise enough money to go back to Mexico to donate his kidney to his brother. So
you need his kidney to his brother.
He probably started 2 minutes early so he could get another job in for the day.
But
yeah, but that's not my problem.
That's
Lisa.
Not Bean's problem.
Oh,
that's true.
Bean.
This guy
you
wants
bastard.
To raise money so he can fly down and give up his own body part. And
that's
Bean
correct,
yeah. is like, oh, can't have that. Can't
not
have
my
well,
problem.
I've been working Jesus like a dog since the others have been gone, and I think we've got him on the phone right now. Jesus?
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 Bueno.
Can you hear us okay?
Hold on a second.
Is that a weed whacker or mower? What is that?
Compromiso. Am I starting too early?
Leaf
is it too soon? I'm trying to do the other side of the estate, so you will not hear me so much.
It's okay. I mean, it's all right for right now because we're on the phone, but how are you doing, Jesus? You getting everything done?
I'm trying my best, sir. Please don't fire me.
Oh,
is there? Does he threaten that, Jesus?
All the time he says, if I don't do a good job, he's going to fire me.
Oh no,
Bean.
No.
I try to do the best work I can. I'm currently doing so many jobs for him. That is so hard.
Well, Jesus, I appreciate you stepping up and filling the gap, but the rest of my staff is gone, so what am I going to do?
Yeah, filling your gap is just one of the jobs you make me do, and I didn't know that what is the job when I said yes initially.
I also like that Bean's wife is part of the staff.
Yeah.
So, Jesus, is it more difficult now that she's gone?
Oh, see, he's got me doing so many different jobs.
Oh, like what?
Well, I've been having to clean the catheter.
Oh! No.
Yeah, he makes me clean the catheter.
No.
And I wish he'd give me like a rag or something.
Oh, no. Really?
Look, you can wash your hands afterwards, Jesus.
And sometimes he makes me bring the leaf blower and turn it backwards so it sucks instead of blows.
Right.
Oh, come on, Jesus.
It's not a good thing to have to do.
Oh, man.
That was supposed to be a secret, Jesus.
I don't know. I'd rather go back to Mexico, frankly.
Now, Jesus.
I would rather be under the threat of death. It's just so hard sometimes what he make me do.
So now you feel like you would lose your job if you said no to the leaf blowing sucker.
Yes, I can't afford. I'm trying to give my body parts to my family.
Right.
And if I don't keep the job, I won't be able to go to do
that. Oh, that's rough. You know what?
And I also will lose my place to live in the corner of the barn where he let me sleep.
You sleep in the corner of the barn?
Yes. I have to wait for all the other animals to pick their spot where they're going to sleep. And then if there is some hay left over, I can crawl under it and sleep here.
How about a little less complaining, a little more getting some work done? How about that?
I'm sorry. I'm blowing all the sheep fur away.
Blowing what?
What is sheep fur?
Oh, the sheep fur. The fur from the sheep that come
the
off.
The wool? Yeah?
Yes, wool. Como se dice, fur. Right. In Espanol.
Now, where are you blowing it to?
I'm trying to make myself a jacket. I'm going to sew it all together.
Really? Because you don't even have a jacket?
The nights get very cold here on Hell Island.
Hell Island? Is that the name of it?
That's what we all call it here at work for Mr. Bean.
Oh, that's sad.
Oh, wow.
And I'm trying to make a jacket to cover up the whip marks on my back. So they won't get infected when I sleep in the manure.
Did you say the whip marks and sleep in manure? You said those.
See, yes.
Both of that's happening.
Mr. Bean, if you start blowing, if you start mowing the lawn like 9:49, then he brings out the bull whip.
Oh no!
And then sometimes if I sleep in the barn on my back in the pig poopy.
Oh no!
Then he gets infected.
Yeah.
So this isn't the American dream that you hoped for when you hopped to the border, is it, Jesus?
I'm the only person in my family work in America have it worse than when we were in Mexico.
Oh, that's sad.
The only one, everyone, and some of them were killed.
What?
Some of my family were killed, and they still have it better.
You still have it worse.
Yeah.
Have it worse.
Yeah.
Wow. And then sometimes he'll say, oh, Jesus, I just read this on my blog. You want to hear this?
Oh, he does not.
Yes, he stopped me in the middle of trabajo and say, listen, I get to give you tell you a story about this woman worked at the post office who's 94.
Oh, that's worse than the whipping.
Yes, so sometimes I'll take like a rake or a hoe, and I will shove it in my own ears.
Really?
Trying to break my eardrum so I can no longer hear.
A full rake in your ear.
But then he starts writing it down and making me read it.
No.
And I can't escape all the horror of him.
Wow. He says, we're going to have to go now because I need you to get all the cars washed and waxed by the end of the show.
Can I use a rag this time?
Yes. What does he make you use?
My ass.
Your ass.
He makes me take my pants off and shine his cars with my ass.
Wow.
I'm lucky I have a hairy ass.
So is he, apparently. All right, Jesus, we'll take care.
Don't work too hard.
I want to die.
Oh, Jesus.
I wish I was dead.
Maybe you should try to escape. Maybe you should try to get away.
I would if you didn't have me chained to an ox.
He chained you to an ox? Really? How did he do that?
An odd choice, I know, but still.
We were surprised.
Not a fence, not a post?
No, it's an ox.
An ox.
And when that ox wants to go the other way, I don't have much of a choice.
I see.
All right, Jesus, thank you.
Don't thank me. Good luck. Help me.
Yeah, we'll send help.
No, you won't. No.
Afroline 323-520-AFRO. 24 hours a day, you can leave a message on any topic, including sports.
Oh, Kevin Bean, I'm so thankful you didn't talk to Jiggy this morning before he played at Dallas, because Ducks won. Damn straight they did.
How dare you, first
hey.
Of all.
I'd like to suggest there are a lot of things that go into a winning and losing team. I'd like to suggest that we talked to them all last season going up to the cup.
Yep.
So unless you're going to give us credit for the cup, you can't really blame us for bad play. But it is
exactly.
It is a tough, tough playoff time when Dallas comes here and wins two.
Yeah.
And then the Ducks go there and win in their place. That's
yes.
That's rough, man.
Yeah, you're starting off behind the eight ball, to mix sports metaphors, if you're going into Dallas already down 2-0. That's for sure.
Hi, I'm an African-American male, and I find this Afro line very racist. And I don't appreciate, you know, you just can tie Afros to jokes. I don't find that funny at all. And you will hear from the NAACP about this matter.
I am sick of Negroes who just do not get it.
If you got any complaints about the name of the Afro line, you can send them to the man who named it, Jimmy Kimmel, ABC Television.
Should have been with us the day we were trying to figure out what to call it. Let's check. Afro. That would be good. Oh, it's open. It's available.
Sure,
fantastic.
Not?
Universal love for this song.
Oh, my God. If you guys play that freaking song one more time, I'm going to blow up your station and then kill myself. With no handlebars.
Really?
Didn't even know me really? To say the name of it.
Na-na-na-na-na? With no handlebars? Really? I mean, I don't even pay attention to lyrics. You at least know that.
Yeah.
The Los Angeles Lakers last night cinched first place.
Yeah.
So they're going to go into the playoffs in first place, and that's what this calls about.
Hey, King of Mexico, all right, the Clippers, first place. They're all right. All right, go Clippers. Wait a minute. That's the purple and gold. I kiss my ass.
Psycho Mike watches a lot of bad TV, and we did a thing where people were calling in with the bad TV that they watched.
Uh-huh.
The History Channel seemed to be the channel that has
the
most crap.
Psycho Mike, you better be watching the History Channel right now. Dude, lawnmowers in history, badass. Yeah!
You missed that one, Mike?
I'm sure he watched it.
Yeah, I'm sure he watched it twice.
Gonna drop this next bomb for a money-making player that ain't with us no more. Yeah, Notorious B.I.G. Hell no. We gonna do this for a gangbanging bro that never seen it coming. Yeah, Tupac Shakur. Nah, bitch. I'm talking about motherfucking Falco and Falco.
Come on, they got a whole comedy skit worked out.
Dude, wow. Someone calling from Ralph's guest house.
Pretty bizarre. Miss Cleo is our new phone screener.
I just want to let you guys know that your new phone app, Miss Cleo, she totally sounds like a phone sex operator. You guys should get her another part-time doing that. And you guys should send me a picture. I heard she has a nice rack. All right. Thanks.
Okay.
Done and done?
Done and done.
Hey, okay. If you're sending this out, put me on that list, too.
Finally, go to YouTube and search for Cucamonga Heat, because it could be the worst movie ever made. It was made by Omar, who works here in college.
Yeah.
Or high school, grade school. I don't know.
It's college, yeah.
And it is spectacular, and that's what we play the clip from. And everyone also loves that.
Stop playing the f***ing Cucamonga Heat! It's not funny! It's stupid!
You're going to play it, aren't you? Damn it!
Yeah, Eric. Hey, what's up, man? It's Mr. Khan, dude. I need you to take care of some for me, man. Yeah, I got these guys. I want you to double cross for me. They did me some wrong in the past, so yeah, I'm gonna take care of them, dude. All right, so I'm gonna send you to go make a fake drug deal. All right,
well,
I want you to take care of this for me, man. All right, yeah, you'll get paid. You'll get paid plenty. All right, just take care of this for me, dude. All right, everything's gonna be okay. All right, say hi to the family for me, okay? Yeah, man, everything's gonna go down smoothly, dude. Double cross. All right, man. I gotta go. Later.
By the way, that's also the movie on YouTube where the guy puts a pistol to another guy's head.
Yeah.
And then you hear, I don't know, 17 gunshots.
Right.
And the dude that's getting shot in the head doesn't move until the end of all of the shots. He doesn't move at all. It's pretty good special effects.
Maybe sync up the special effects as well as they could. And isn't it like an 11-minute movie and 9.5 minutes of it is a car chase?
Yes.
Isn't that part of it too?
Yeah. It's not good. If you're looking for good, don't search for it. But Cucamonga Heat on YouTube. And it's also at video. Where would it be on our site?
A Videos? Radio Roundup?
Or? Video Place.
The video place. Go to the video place. You'll find it there.
Why are pot pies so good?
Oh.
I mean, seriously, they are the perfect meal. Everything you want. You got your meat. You got your bread. You got your vegetables. You got soup. You got
Ralph,
it all.
Ralph, come back. Come back, Ralph. He's,
where did
Ralph
go?
He'll stop. He'll Ralph.
Not only will I stop, I'll barely say a word during Ralph's showbiz beat because I'll be eating my delicious and exciting Marie Callender's pot pie.
Well, apparently there's showbiz. No showbiz.
Lisa, do it.
I do not.
Notes?
I don't blame him, to be honest. If I hear another word about the pot pies, which Bean's been talking about off the air all day.
I know.
Well, because I had it in the oven and you got to wait. There's like a tremendous countdown to the pot pie.
But
it's like an hour and a half to cook or something.
But can't you do things and not tell people? Like, isn't there a line below which you don't have to, hey, you know, I just walked over and picked up a piece of paper on the ground. You know, not everything is interesting.
I know. I agree. But pot pies happen to be. I'm very excited. All right, look. Somebody go out and get Ralph. Tell him I will not say anything else about the pot pie, but he needs to come back and do the thing. And then we've got Joel McHale from The Soup joining us just after 8 o'clock this morning. It'll be a pot pie-free zone during the show, Bisbee, if we get Ralph back.
It should be a pot pie-free zone at all times,
you know,
dude.
We all get food every single day, and we never, ever, ever tell you about it. Ever.
If you were having something as awesome as a pot pie,
okay,
I think you would, though. Okay.
No, wouldn't.
I won't say anything.
He's back.
Hey, Ralph.
Hey, Ralph's here with the Showbiz Beat. I'm doing it under protest.
I don't blame you.
As are we.
Here's an interesting story in Daily Variety. The magazine says that the new CD, Spirit, by Leona Lewis, will debut at number one.
So hot.
She's the first British woman ever to have a number one debut on the chart.
Is that right?
This chick is a monster. She's apparently a huge smash hit overseas, and now she's coming
to
take America.
From England?
She is the winner of the X Factor TV series in England, which is Simon Cowell's other talent type show that he produces over there.
It's their American Idol?
No, they've got Pop Idol over there, which
is their
American Idol. This is another talent show that Simon Cowell has produced over in the UK. And I believe that the difference is that there's no age limit. You don't have to be between a certain age group in order to compete.
The other difference is people who win the show do well afterwards.
By all accounts, she is just a super talent, and her single, Bleeding Love, has just been a monster. Yeah, have you seen the video?
It's a pretty good song, yeah.
It's a good video, too.
But and she's way hot. That doesn't hurt.
Yeah, it happens today. She's 23 years old. She's the winner of X Factor, as I mentioned, and apparently the Billboard charts come out today, and it's been announced that she will debut at number one here in the States.
Right. How about
pretty
that?
Sweet. Pretty strong.
By the way, Kevin, there's been a lot of success for the American Idol contestants.
Yeah. I mean, too much success, if you ask me. Kelly Pickler picking up CMT awards this week.
Yeah.
Shows you how bogus country music is, by the way. Anybody can get a hit in country music. I firmly
sold
anybody
a
can
lot
be successful.
Of records, dude. I mean,
that's what
I'm legitimate,
saying.
She's legitimate
Kelly
hit.
Pickler, by the way.
She is.
I know.
That is hard
and
to argue.
Carrie Underwood and Bucky Covington and every a-hole that comes from Kentucky that appears on American Idol apparently can get a gold CD if they go into country music. God damn country music.
You love it.
I hate it so much.
Love it.
This Kelly Lee Cockler. Christy Lee Cook. That's her name. She's on American Idol now. She sang a country version of Mariah Carey's song last night.
Really?
And I said, this bitch, I guarantee you she's going to have a gold CD by the end of next year because the country people will just listen to anything. Country music.
You love it.
Why does he keep saying you love it?
Because he knows I hate it so much. So my wife breaks the news to me that we're taking her folks to Las Vegas for their 40th anniversary. It's a gift from us to them.
Yeah.
They've never, they may have been to Vegas once or twice, but they've never really gone, you know, with people who know how to appreciate it.
Right.
So we're going to take them, and we're going to take them in style and show them a good time. So my wife says I wanted to get them a Vegas-type show that they would enjoy so they can go see a show.
Right.
So I said, that's a good idea, hon, because I took my folks to see Don Rickles.
okay.
for like a Christmas present. And they really enjoy it. It's like, that's an excellent idea.
15 Cirque du Soleil's and stuff like that.
Said, yeah, it's a ton of great stuff. Let's take them to a true Vegas show. She goes, well, no, I want to take them something I knew they would really enjoy. Something that they would like. And now I'm starting to get a cold sweat.
Uh-oh.
Because... Because you're convinced
it's going to be Roy Clark or somebody?
She grew up in the, Ventura County.
Yeah.
Right.
Which is just a stone's throw from Bakersfield.
Yeah, that's K-Hay country up there.
The mentality of the folk up there.
K-Hay?
So, the
number one country station up there.
News gets broken to me that we've got excellent tickets to see Kenny Rogers in concert.
All four of you.
Kenny Rogers.
Yeah.
Who's unrecognizable, by the way.
That's what I said. How will they know it's Kenny Rogers? How will they know that's who they're seeing? How will they know it's not some other old dude with a beard?
Oh, Ralph is going to be at a Kenny Rogers concert.
That's awesome. You should, you know, food poisoning.
Trust me.
Hot on the tables. There's a way.
I am working up my sick out now. I got to come up with some plan somehow. Kenny freaking
Early
Rogers.
70s, Bean? Early 70s country?
Kenny Rogers?
Yeah.
Kenny Rogers?
He was huge and all throughout the 70s and the 80s.
Yeah.
That's bullshit.
You know, I love me some lists. Here's one on lovefilm.com, which is actually an excellent movie fan website if you're ever inclined to go with lovefilm.com. They asked the people who go to that website to list their favorite sports films of all time.
Okay.
Boy, did they come up with a bogus list.
Really?
Boy, is this list blow. But here's the entire list, top 10 movies about sports of all time. Caddyshack, number 10. I can get on board with that.
Yeah, sure. Can't argue with that in the top 10, sure.
Number 9, Escape to Victory.
What the hell is that?
What the hell is that?
I have no idea.
Escape to Victory?
Never heard of it. Don't know what it's about. Escape to Victory. That didn't ring a bell with anyone?
If you don't know what it is, then don't look at us.
I thought for a moment it was the soccer movie with Michael Caine and Sylvester Stallone and Pele. That was Victory. Yeah.
Oh,
so
yeah.
I don't know what Escape to Victory is. Chariots of Fire, number 8. Don't get me started on that freaking movie.
I love that movie.
How can you love that movie? It's horrible.
Horrible movie.
Worst Oscar-winning movie ever.
Makes me
second
cry.
Maybe to The Greatest Show on Earth with Charlton Heston about the circus.
Yeah.
Maybe second only to that. Worst Oscar-winning movie ever.
That was greatest best picture?
Best picture of the year.
Why are you bad, America?
About the Ringling Brothers Circus with Charlton Heston as the ringleader.
Yeah, and the guy on the trapeze, I think, falls to his death. It's horrible.
Good times.
And my favorite part, Jimmy Stewart plays a clown who will never take his makeup off because he's running from the law. Who was giving the awards out in the 50s?
Lisa, you may have enjoyed Chariots of Fire when it came out, just like you may have enjoyed The English Patient when you saw it the first time. But have you looked at it since? You watch it 15 years later and you realize just how boring and monotonous it is.
I haven't watched it, but the music.
Yeah, if you were to watch it now, I don't think that you would enjoy it. I really don't.
Bunch of skinny English dudes running around their underwear on the beach. White Men Can't Jump, number 7. Field of Dreams, number 6. Only number 6.
Good movie.
Number 5, Jerry Maguire.
Sure.
Number 4, Raging Bull. Now we're getting into some. Now we're getting into sports movies. Number 3, Million Dollar Baby, another boxing film with Clint Eastwood and Hilary Swank.
Yeah.
All right, I've got number 2 and number 1, if you don't mind.
Hits her head.
She does hit her head.
Hits her head and she wants to die. Swallow her own tongue. You have number 2?
Two and one.
You've got them locked in. You know exactly what they are.
Blades of Glory is 2.
Wrong.
And Talladega Nights is 1.
Wrong.
What? Is Bull Durham on there?
Bull Durham not on the list, Lisa.
Wow.
Really?
I'll tell you what. Number 1 is Rocky, which I have no problem with.
It has to be.
Greatest sports movie of all time, right?
Okay.
Number 2 will make you pull your eyes out.
All right, let's think about it.
Field of Dreams.
I'm going to guess The Replacement.
Field of Dreams was number 6. I already said that.
He wasn't in here. He doesn't even know what we're talking about.
He wasn't in the room.
No, it's a movie we've heard of. It's not like Escape
from
Victory.
You have heard of it, and you will vomit when you hear that it won number 2 on the list.
It could be that bad.
Is it, what's that movie called? You will never guess it. That's how horrible it is. That's how completely wrongheaded it is.
It's like Hoosiers or one of those classes.
Hoosiers would have been, it's great.
Mm-hmm. Great choice.
I can't believe Hoosiers isn't in the top 10, quite frankly.
I got it.
Now,
I got
Rudy
it.
Rudy would be a welcome.
Rudy would be good, too.
A welcome number 2 on this list compared to what they already have.
Ice Princesses.
Ice Princess. No.
What is it?
No. Cool Runnings.
Shut up.
What's that?
The story Jamaican of the Jamaican bobsled team.
Yeah! Come on.
Number 2.
No.
On the list of greatest sports movies of all time.
Dumb.
The Natural, not on the list.
Not on
Cool
the
Runnings
list.
On the list. Right.
Cool Runnings. Slapshot, not on the list. One of my favorite movies of all time. Paul Newman, about the hockey. A great, great film.
That's just dumb.
Cool Runnings, the Jamaican bobsled team movie.
May as well be the Mighty Ducks.
Might as well be the Mighty Ducks, Lisa.
That's right. That's better than Brian's song, clearly.
That was a TV movie. I wouldn't expect him to count that. But still. Cool Runnings. Unreal.
It's a bad list.
Alicia Keys in the news.
Yeah.
May issue of Blender magazine. It's getting her a little bit of trouble. She was quoted in the interview as saying that gangster rap was invented by the U.S. government as a way to get black people to kill each other.
Oh, I think that's true.
So it's over? That seems unlikely.
That's true. It's not working nearly well enough. I mean, if its sole purpose is just to get them to kill each other, they are way low what they thought their quota would be.
She had to be kidding when she said
that. Dude, if you read the article, you will not believe it.
That's absurd.
You will not believe she was kidding.
A lot of people with a lot of weird conspiracy theories.
When asked about the gold AK-47 pendant she wears around her neck, Alicia said she's proud of wearing it because it symbolizes strength, power, and killing them dead.
Yes. Now that sounds like a joke.
Black people are different than you and I. And me, I find that hilarious.
I've seen her wear that, and I swear to God, this is how stupid I am. I just thought, oh, it's her initials. Well, it says AK on it.
It is AK.
Yeah. It didn't occur to me there was some sort of...
Killing them dead, people. Yeah.
That doesn't even make any sense.
So
good times.
Figure that all out. And it's been announced that, speaking of Hillary Swank, she is playing Amelia Earhart in a movie about the aviator's life.
Oh, that could be good.
For those of you who don't know, Amelia Earhart was the first woman who attempted to fly around the world in 1937. She did the transatlantic flight, I believe, successfully, and then attempted to do it around the world in 1937 and disappeared. No one ever found her.
Nope.
Okay.
Seems like I already know the ending to that movie.
Yeah.
maybe I won't attend the cinemas to see this. Richard Gere has been cast as her husband. Who apparently, according to the story, ended up with a gerbil in his tailpipe of his plane somehow. I don't know.
I don't think
no, he was a flyer, too, and there ended up being some sort of a wild animal in his tailpipe.
That didn't happen.
No, I believe they had engine problems because some small, wild, furry creature crawled inside his tailpipe.
I don't think so.
And that caused trouble with his engine of his airplane.
I don't think so.
I remember hearing something about it.
Do airplanes even have a tailpipe?
How great is male ass?
Of course they have tailpipes, Kevin. Where do you think the exhaust comes from?
I didn't know. Sorry.
It's right below the bumpers, right where the gas thing is, where you're filling the gas.
All right.
Today's celebrity birthdays, David Perner of Soul Asylum turns 44 years old today. Actor Lucas Haas is 32. Peter Billingsley played Little Ralphie in A Christmas Story is 37 years old today. John Cryer, our buddy from 2.5 Men, turns 43. An actor, comedian, the man responsible for not only College Road Trip, and not only Say Hi to Roscoe Brown for Me.
Sure.
Or whatever that movie was this year. But he was 1/4 of the Roadhogs, let's not forget.
Oh, sure.
That's right.
Martin Lawrence turns 43 years old today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
KROQ at 16 minutes after 8 o'clock. Joel McHale's supposed to be here, not. You know why? Slacker.
Yeah, no kidding.
Slacker.
Big star, doesn't have to be on time anymore. The rest of the world revolves around Joel McHale, I guess. Mm-hmm. By the way, if you're a big Rage fan, we had Tom Morello on a couple of days ago talking about their upcoming gig at Coachella and some of the other plans that they have and plans that they don't have about the band. So you can check that out at KROQ.com. Of course, you know, you should know by now we archive a bunch of that stuff, the podcasts and everything that are available through KROQ.com. If you miss a show or miss an interview, it's always a good opportunity to go back and pick it up.
Dear Kevin and Bean, I hope this song is stuck in your head like it is mine. Thank you.
How great is male ass?
Rick said that was going through his head all day on Friday when that debuted.
I think that might be trying to tell him something.
Yeah.
He's lucky. I thought of that song all weekend long. I couldn't stop thinking about that George Takei number. Dear Kevin and Bean, hi, I'm a listener from Brussels, Belgium. I was surfing on the internet this week and found a bizarre eating contest. If your intern beer mug wants to fail again or simply get sick, here it is. The Great Oyster Eating Guy is his way of saying, by the way, that a new world record has been set. He swallowed 35 dozen oysters in 8 minutes over the weekend. And I did confirm that. I did see that article, and it is true. That's 35 dozen in eight minutes.
That's so gross.
Look, if beer mug is going to vomit anyway, better make it oysters. It looks the same going in as it does coming out. Also, he mentions if he has trouble with chewing, this is not a problem here because this is just something you just swallow on down. So we'll add this to the list, maybe potentially to do in the future. I think beer mug's going for a powdered donut record this Friday on the
Kevin
Show.
Yes. Lisa, you have a quick email?
I do. Yesterday, Bean and I were having a debate about George Clooney and his girlfriend. His girlfriend had said something about, you know, wanting a little more out of life than just being George's arm candy. Right. And I got a lot of emails supporting my point of view.
Right.
And I just want to read one from Roxana, which says, can someone tell me when Bean turned into that douche Tom Likas?
Oh, how dare you. Look, just because I was right doesn't mean I was Tom Likas. No. I've got one on that same topic. Dear Bean, I was listening to your debate with Lisa today about the George Clooney arm candy thing. It was hilarious. Lisa's position that all women are capable of being more than arm candy is 100% correct. But this woman has done nothing and is complaining about how she's being perceived. If she really cares, she'll go out on her own and do something with her life or make arrangements with Clooney to do so. Charity work, education, better herself in some meaningful way of her own choice. Until then, I have every right to judge her as arm candy or even worse, arm candy living in the lap of luxury and complaining about it. Yours truly, Jeremy.
Dear Kevin and Bean, can you stitch Psycho Mike's lips together? Ever since you mentioned the woman whose daughter is doing the Psycho Mike laugh, it seems like he's been purposely getting louder and more annoying with that stupid-ass laugh. Tell him to shut the F up. He sounds like a retard gasping for air.
Amen. Amen.
Thank you, Omar.
Yesterday on the Kevin and Bean Show, we had our intern Charlie Marley in, who's, you can find her picture at krock.com, very attractive and a little sexually confused. She thinks she may actually like the women as much as she likes the men, which is fine. And I think Lisa May has been a big part of that. I think, you know, how can you not work with Lisa and want to nail her? I don't care who you are, right? So this listener, Matt, writes in, hey, Bean, I wanted to know, when are Charlie Marley and Lisa going to scissor each other? I'm waiting for that video to get to krock.com.
Yes.
So let's add that to the list.
Scissor move.
Yes.
Exactly.
And this person might not be right on top of things. Dear Kevin and Bean, I was listening to K-Rock this morning. I got this yesterday. And I heard about the Booty Cruise show on Friday. I'm really interested in attending and showing up for the show. I'm single and like to meet new people of various backgrounds and races. It would really mean a lot to me to join you guys. Do let me know the details of the show and how I can be one of the attendees. Looking forward to hearing from you, Fahad Kaiser. Fahad, we will be there at noon on Friday, and you can bring as many people as you want.
I wrote to Fahad, and I said, what kind of radio/clock radio/time machine are you listening to this program? Because wasn't the last Booty Cruise like a year ago?
Yes, it was, yeah.
Okay.
Now, are we doing one this Friday? No, we're really not. Not at all.
We're not so much right now. And finally, you got one more?
I don't know. Do you? I had one, but we don't have time now because we're running a little bit late.
Oh,
so
okay.
I think we'll just take a break. We'll come back.
Oh, is Big Star McHale here?
Well, I certainly hope so. If not, we're not even going to have him in. That's it. It's over.
We're cutting him off?
Yep, we're cutting him
off.
All right. Tired of his BS.
It's kind of a sport.
No, it wasn't.
That was a cool
weird
movie.
What was a sport?
It's the Kevin Beach on K-Rock 106.7 KRQ. Funny man Joel McHale, not only late, by the way. First of all, not the host of the Soup, of course, not only late.
Not only shows up late,
then walks in and says, I don't know, guys, I liked Cool Runnings. I thought Cool Runnings was a pretty good movie. What's that about,
Joel? Look, what was the bobsledder in college?
Yeah, there was going to be a sequel about them losing, and they never made it because people like you hated
it. It's called Born Losers.
Thank you. I'll be at the Improv.
Look, oh, no, and then Snow Dogs did not get its due.
That's Snow Dogs. Gooding Jr.
Oh, it was amazing.
Is that where Cuba Gooding Jr. leaves the dogs?
He's
at
the black
South
Iditarod. Yes. Black Iditarod racer.
It's an Iditarod. Yeah.
For folks who are just joining us, Ralph was doing a story where he did one of these lists of all-time great movies, and this happened to be in the sports category. So he was listing the 10 movies, and the Usual Suspects, well, the Usual Suspects wasn't in there because it's not a sports movie. No. But, I mean, you know, Rocky was in there and Field of Dreams was in there, movies you would expect. But Cool Runnings was number two. And
number
ever since then, we've been thinking of all these great movies like Cinderella Man or Miracle, the one about the U.S. Olympic hockey team.
Yeah,
Bull
that
Durham.
Up.
We're thinking of all these other movies that really would have been so much better in the list than that. It's just driving us crazy now.
Searching for Bobby Fischer.
Best chess movie ever.
Best chess movie ever.
And I said The Game with Michael Douglas.
Yeah, that's not a
sport.
Movie.
It's
not sports. But it is called a game.
Yeah.
Joel, you played football. You got a ring in college. What's the all-time greatest football movie in your opinion?
Ooh, football movie.
Slapshot?
Yeah, it's a good
You
one.
Did mention Slapshot, and that should have been on the
one
list.
One of my favorite films ever.
What is it, North Dallas 40?
That's a good one.
I think that is a very good movie. I know Any Given Sunday was okay.
It's all right.
I think Longest Yard.
Longest Yard.
Burt
Better
Reynolds,
than
the
North Dallas 40?
No, they're right there for me, neck and neck.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. All right. Either that or, Rudy was pretty darn good,
pretty
I thought.
Good.
Rudy was great. That was a great movie.
All right.
Joel McHale, at the Hollywood Improv, by the way. It's going to be this weekend, Friday and Saturday night, improv.com.
Ralph is shaking
inexplicably,
his head.
Inexplicably, Joel's going to be at another inexplicably. Comedy club.
He's got like 2 hours of stand-up. He does. It's very explicable.
That's true. He has been doing it for years. I guess he does have a big backlog of hilarious comedy material.
And new stuff this time, I heard.
I guess I'm surprised he can just keep writing new stuff all the time.
That I understand.
Given the fact he's got a newborn, from what I understand.
I have a newborn.
And he's so busy on The Soup and all these other ventures, I'm surprised he can write all that
comedy.
He's
playing songs this time, too. He's going to do songs.
Is he not doing songs? Playing guitar?
I don't have as much material as you people think.
You play the guitar on stage?
No, I don't know how to play the guitar.
How do you play it for you?
Thank you.
No, I don't play any instrument.
Well, who's
you have a backing track or something?
No. I have a solid 15 minutes, you guys. And then there's
a minutes
the
is 15 minutes.
15
minutes
happens?
More than
then
you said happens? Last time.
Then there's a lot of crowd work.
You play off the crowd like
Hey, how are you people tonight?
Have you guys heard his chunk on airlines? Oh, it's so good. And the difference between men and women?
Oh,
I don't.
What's up with the toilet seats?
What's
remember
up with that?
Piece? That was funny.
Had me on the
I
floor.
Don't have an airline
difference
bit.
Between black people and white people? Always kills.
I don't have one of those either.
Always kills.
And how do you keep getting booked into comedy clubs with no material?
Carlos Mencia can do it.
I use a lot.
Borrows liberally.
I was in Denver. He is playing Red Rocks in Denver at 10,000
really?
Seat arena.
Are you serious?
It's wow. 10,000 people.
You heard his junk about Mexicans and whites? You heard that?
Oh, they're different.
Yeah,
no, they're not different.
No, they're very different.
How are? Name one way they're different.
Talking.
Brown.
A Mexican guy can have a homosexual experience and still claim to be straight. And a white guy can't do that. That's for sure, 100%.
Really? Mexican guys do that?
Really tough, big, badass Mexican guys can totally bang a guy, and they'll be like, so? And they pull it off. And
but just because they're badass. Anyone that's badass can pull that off.
I don't know.
Dude, I can bang a guy and say, so? And I'm white.
You have.
Yeah, you have. Yeah, that's
really.
True.
Remember?
Okay. Oh, okay.
Joel?
So anyway, Joel
can
has...
Can I use that?
Take notes. You would need a piece of paper?
I have one.
I know
right
you have
here.
To already pare it down from your 2.5 hours that you have, but
listen, I bring a teleprompter with me and I just read soup scripts from the last 3 years.
Oh, that's gotta be good.
That is
it
good,
is man. Hilarious. It's weird for the commercial breaks because I just pick a 5 second
video?
Pause
it's
and then I
just...
go right back in.
Mm.
There's you don't need video.
Because you bring
you
it
know, on Rock of Love or on whatever the show was, on Being Bobby Brown, Bobby said something crazy. And then there's a pause.
We gave Joel this idea last time, was that he should bring some of the best clips that he's had over the past 6 months or whatever. It's way too much work for him.
Yeah, but I don't bring AV equipment other than my own personal teleprompter.
Right, but you
that's
know
an
it,
iPod.
But you know it's coming up, right? I mean, you can plan, right?
No, it requires me to spend money if I were to bring a monitor and stuff like that.
A slide projector. You can show stills of Bobby Brown and refer to him.
It's not a bad idea.
Yeah.
Boy, look but how stony he looks in this photo.
Now she could have said "kiss my ass" right there.
Here, look at her.
Now, you could even just pass out pictures to the audience to pass.
Go, okay, flashcards. Joke 32 was a little known show. All right.
Now this weekend at the Hollywood Improv, they're filming for the HBO special, right?
No, they're not. No, they're not. Special?
You don't have the 1 hour stand-up.
No,
Comedy Central.
I don't.
Mikhail McLive.
I do not.
What they're calling it.
Where did you hear that?
I.
Are you just trying to scare me?
No, I'm saying I heard that
we
you had an hour special
release from HBO.
Right,
yeah, HBO Latino will be there.
Oh, is that right?
I'm taping an hour special. Then.
Don't step on the stage of the improv unless you're ready to bring it, Mikhail. I think that's all.
That's
we're
what
suggesting.
We're saying.
I totally agree.
Well, stop. But you do this every week.
Well, hasn't word gotten around the comedy community yet? But what they're getting when they book you?
I give everyone a refund. But I get a little bit of the drink receipts.
A little taste of the bar?
Yeah.
This is really odd how you've never had an act, and yet you get booked all the time.
Continues to work.
Yeah, it's not just that you got booked once. Anyone, that can happen to anyone.
I start showing pictures of my newborn, and they feel bad for me.
I see.
And then they go, you know what? Okay.
Kid needs formula.
Bring Lou, man. That's the answer.
Well, Lou is a prop, and we can't...
Can't bring a prop?
Yeah,
lose
we,
the chihuahua.
We release Lou
folks,
into
you don't
Koreatown every weekend. So I don't have. He's not around on Fridays and Saturdays.
What night is this? He's doing the improv.
Friday and Saturday.
Friday and two shows on Saturday,
so,
and he promises
two shows.
All new material for the second show from the first one. Very different. So
it will be.
Stay for both.
Yes,
stay for both.
Saturday is Passover, so it should be packed.
Sure. Hollywood Improv, if you'd like to go, 323-651-2583. I don't know if there
are you
any tickets
gonna go?
Left.
It's right on Melrose. No. It's literally around the corner from my house.
I might what have to go. I might have to go to witness the comedy stylings
in the
of
valley.
Joel McHale.
He does.
Oh,
I don't.
He lives in the valley.
Soon. I do not.
Soon.
I'm sorry. I live just off of Melrose.
This is one of those things where Ralph moved to the valley but can't stand that he moved to the valley.
I haven't moved to the valley.
You have a vacation home in the valley? Is that how
it works? Vacation home in the valley. Yes.
You're moving.
Palm Springs.
You're moving to the valley.
And that's just, it's an ugly room.
It's not.
It never happens.
All right, Joel McHale is here.
Studio City, right?
Yes.
Reseda.
That's
yes.
barely the valley.
I call it Hollywood adjacent. That's what I call Studio City.
It's funny because right. I live in Studio City and you accuse me of living
in the valley.
A lot of people
you're
on your
side. The other side of the tracks. You're on the other side of the tracks, though.
Joel McHale, Hollywood Improv Friday, Saturday. The Soup Fridays. Can we take a break and come back? And then you can give us some of your stand-up that you're going to be doing this weekend.
Stuff.
Give me
material,
a pencil
right?
quick.
Yeah, all right.
This season on The Moment of Truth, we ruined several marriages, but that was just child's play. You won't believe what's in store for season two. Lives will be destroyed in the most soul-raping ways possible.
Have you ever had sex with any of your wife's sisters?
Wait until we ask about her brother, and you won't believe what we do for the season finale.
I love The Soup because you use the phrase soul raping and no other television show does. And that's what's great about The Soup on E! Friday nights at 10. Our friend Joel McHale is in the studio appearing at the Hollywood Improv on Melrose this Friday night at 8, Saturday two shows at 8 and 10 for his hilarious stand-up comedy.
There
Thank
we go.
You. Well, soul raping was the working title of The Soup for a while.
Was it?
Interesting.
Yeah. Yeah.
By the way, speaking of Moment of Truth, which I think is the lowest of all the shows just in terms of
and
how humiliating
lowest,
it is.
And by lowest, you mean great.
Just in terms of how heartbreaking and humiliating it is for the people and their families on the show. I really do. I think that's the low, low, low point.
It makes Rock of Love look like Masterpiece Theater.
It does. Have you heard about our new obsession, the new Mark Burnett show that we're going to talk? We're going to talk to Mark next week on the show. Have you heard, please tell me you've heard about his new show, Jingles, Joel.
Yes. I have heard. I saw that it was announced.
Jingles.
I just.
Competition to write, like, advertising jingles.
I mean, I personally couldn't think of anything more boring to talk about, but.
Dude, it's jingles.
All right, well, let's have a competition right here today.
All right. Oh, come
let's
on.
Sell this highlight. The highlight that.
Even better.
Yeah. It's kind of, I imagine it out on a, like a boat.
Love to let us see.
Okay.
We'll have to let America vote.
Bean, Kevin, Mike.
We can't compete. I'm sorry. I think we've got our winner.
Hey, I hope it does as well as the pirate one.
Pirate Master, yeah.
Pirate Masters.
Yeah.
We just can't wait for Jiggles that
how
we're talking about
Mark
next
How much does he work? Worth?
We don't know, but we do need to let him know that not every idea is a keeper.
Yeah.
I mean, you know,
he is spoiled.
I mean,
having...
for The Soup, we're very excited. But
sure,
of course,
it
gotta be. Yeah, what's your favorite of all the new shows? Is there anything that has captured your imagination over there in Soupville that you just love and look forward to every week, Joel?
Well, you know, it's a stand, and we go back to this. I mean, Rock of Love delivers every single week.
It's
those chicks this season are unbelievable.
And I listened to an interview with those the production company. Is it 51 or 21 Brains? 50? I can't remember what it is, but they are providing now 75% of all programming on VH1.
Wow,
it's impressive.
Because they do it right.
Yeah, they get the skanks.
Right. Yeah.
And they hook them up.
They
with
find people that no one even has ever thought could possibly exist, and then they put them all on a show.
Yeah, and now, but now it's over. So,
Celebrity Fit Club this year has been pretty great, too.
Yes.
Yeah,
Dustin
especially last
Diamond.
Week. Dustin Diamond and then Joni from Happy Days
having
an orgasm on the bus.
That was like watching a turkey being beheaded and the body fly, and you're just fascinated by how long is it going to stay alive? The only thing missing was blood shooting out of our neck.
Do you still love to watch those shows, or do you hate it and it's just your job at this point, Joel?
I do love it. I don't get as much time as I used to.
Because you've got a newborn, I hear.
I have a newborn!
Yeah, that's what we heard. And,
but my wife is dedicated to American Idol and Dancing with the Stars, so I... Wow.
Sorry. That hurts.
But then last
that's
week...
That's the 1-2
like,
punch of death.
I wanted to use a clip from Ultimate Fighter, the reality show,
right.
because a guy got knocked out so hard, and it was so disturbing... but it was too disturbing for The Soup, they decided.
Really?
Do you guys
really?
Ever watch
funny.
That show?
Yes.
Ultimate Fighter's great.
It's like, so if you get like a note wrong on American Idol, it's like you might get voted off. But if you make a wrong move in Ultimate Fighter, you will have brain damage.
For
it's
life.
So great.
The network that shows Seacrest on a regular basis found that too disturbing to air. I find that hard to believe.
Yeah, I'm sorry. He has snipers trained on me right now.
All right, so you have to be careful what you say.
Here's my my other soup question, because I do watch every week, as many of us do. We love the show. How much is Carolla paying you to nonstop pimp his movie?
He pays me $10,000 a week.
Wow.
Well,
he lets me drive his Aston Martins.
And you could use the money because you have a newborn.
I have a newborn.
Yeah, I know.
It's just, I mean, you've never seen more shameless promotion for a guy who's not in the movie. Because
listen.
Joel will say, and that's what happened on Tyra today. Hey, don't forget, Adam Carolla's new movie, The Hammer, in theaters now. Now we look at this show.
Oh,
and it's unbelievable.
When Two for the Money came out,
yeah,
I promoted Ralph.
No, you didn't.
I don't think you did. Not one time. Okay, maybe not.
No. Definitely not. You never did.
When Bean's documentary about meth addicts on Vashon Island comes out, I will promote
you
the
will.
Hell out of that.
Okay. Sure you will. Right. Okay.
And that's how when your films come out, the snuff films get out in evidence, I
right.
will promote
them. Then you'll promote that. Okay.
Well, whatever you're doing a good job with it over there, I'll tell you that.
God bless.
We were talking during the commercials in the song about Tyra Banks.
Yeah.
And
how much money she made last year for her syndicated show?
Last year. Tell people that, because it's really going to just make it.
$14 million?
Just off the talk show.
I think it was just off the talk show.
Does she own it or something? Is that
she
how
does.
She gets that?
That's what. Wow. So if you have a talk show that works, you will print. They'll just ship you a printing press. Montel Williams.
And she's also one of the producer creators of America's Top Model, too. I think she gets a piece of that back end, too, so to speak.
Yeah. No, she's a made woman.
Bitch.
Every week, asking John Edwards what's on his iPod and how much money he has in his wallet. Dressing up.
Tyra Banks is a big fat whore.
Tyra is a whore. A big f***ing whore.
Now, is that on Broadway?
Yes.
That's from a new ride at Disneyland,
cute.
I think.
I should have tried a little harder to be with Tyra back in the day when she was still good.
Tyra Banks really blows. Tyra Banks really blows. Blows.
You couldn't have tried any harder than you did, Bean.
Yeah, it's not
and
possible.
And she could not have rejected you outright more.
If I had known she was going to turn into this empire, into this multi-millionaires, I would have tried a little harder, I'll tell you that.
But then you would have been with her, as she is now, which is just horrible.
That's a fate worse than death.
Repulsive, arrogant, evil.
She ended Chris Webber's career.
That's right.
True.
She ruined his career.
It's 8:52 on the Kevin and Bean Show. Joel McHale at the Hollywood Improv, 8 o'clock Friday night, 8 o'clock and 10 o'clock on Saturday. Joel, you'll stick around. Ralph's going to do the Showbiz Beat next. How about that?
Is that all right, Ralph?
All right.
Come on.
It's time for the Ralph Showbiz Beat.
Did you guys get your copies of Grand Theft Auto 4 this week?
No.
Did you get one?
One reserved.
Do you?
At Planet X in the Glendale Galleria.
Did you get one?
Glendale! It is the biggest selling game ever.
How much?
Wow.
How many?
$400 million in sales the very first week of this release.
Dude. Wow.
That would top the debut of Halo 3, which sold around 3 million copies and grossed about $300 million its first week. But this crushes that.
You can. I was reading about this. You can apparently drink too much in the game, and then it all gets fuzzy. The screen starts to get all fuzzy. I was like,
really?
How would you know, Kevin? How would you be able to tell the difference?
How can I tell if it's in the game or just
going to be getting even more blurry?
Ralph, in the history of motion pictures, how many movies have made $400 million? About 20, maybe?
No.
Not even that, I'm guessing.
Not even that many. Okay.
Because Titanic's the biggest one ever, right? And that made about $600 million?
Yeah. That's about a billion. That one's about a billion.
Domestically, yeah.
I'm talking about worldwide.
Maybe five.
And a week, none.
And this is in a week, and it's a video game. That's unbelievable.
It's all. But if movie tickets were $65, which is how much the game is, then you could possibly.
Good point, yeah.
But it's just a disc. I mean, you could. Yeah, 60 bucks would be the greatest. Are you guys going to play it?
Absolutely.
How are you going to play it? You have a newborn.
Listen, what
you
do?
You're doing father things?
The paddle now, you know, it vibrates, and that keeps the baby asleep. And then you hear, what are you doing? I'm trying to run away from the cops and the SWAT team. I have drugs on me.
Beating up a hooker.
That kid's very lucky.
Yeah, it's going to be great.
How's your first son feel about the new baby? How's that going?
Oh, that's right. Yeah, he's fine, I think.
Yeah?
You don't care about the old one anymore, though, do you, Joel?
What?
You don't care about the old one anymore, right?
Yeah, you don't have to keep track of the other one.
Because sometimes there's jealousy, I know, when a new baby shows up. But I was just wondering.
He does pound on him already.
Oh, good.
He will put his head against his head and start pushing too hard. I'm not kidding. And the baby will start screaming, and then my three-year-old will start laughing, and then there's yelling.
It's going to be problems.
Yeah.
It sounds almost funny enough to be a clip on your show.
Well, I didn't record it, but I could chat maybe about it on stage at the Melrose. Okay.
Paris Hilton has a strange idea about how to treat her friends. She was interviewed in Las Vegas, Nevada on a radio show about her buddy Kim Kardashian and was asked what she thought of Kim's big ass.
Glendale!
Paris Hilton said it was gross, and it reminds her of cottage cheese inside a big trash bag.
Yes.
That's pretty good analogy.
Pretty good for Paris.
Apparently, she quickly called Kim right after the show to apologize to her longtime friend, who she calls hot.
What? Uh-huh. Make up her mind. Sure. That happens all the time.
And she says that Kim accepted her apology because they've been friends since they were kids.
Did I say trash bag? I didn't mean trash bag.
Well, I meant cottage cheese. I meant
it's really weird.
Spun gold.
I feel like I talk
a sack of silk.
I talk behind Ralph's back so much,
right?
And I'm like, I don't feel I need to apologize.
Right, no, of
not behind
not.
My back anymore. Quite not. Frankly, either.
Let's go saddlebags.
Jamie Lynn Spears just celebrated her birthday. According to Us Weekly magazine, she celebrated alone. Oh, she was there without her mom and dad. But fiancé Casey Aldridge did stop by to wish her a happy birthday. Apparently, mom and dad were busy taking care of her mentally ill sister, Brittany.
Oh.
So they weren't in town for Jamie's birthday.
Was Casey packing?
I believe he was. He was driving an ATV packing, scaring people, getting in fights.
That's
and,
a party.
And let's take a look at our stalker update, shall we?
Okay.
Emily Leatherman apparently will get her day in court. She's the 33-year-old woman who has been stalking John Cusack.
Oh, yeah.
I think she's about 10 years late on that stalking, too. But
yeah. Really. She's been active, though, this past little
while. She has. March was when it really sort of peaked. John sort of reached his breaking point, or the LA Times says, when she tossed a bag over his fence that contained love letters, rocks, and screwdrivers.
Well, you had to weight it down.
I know, but rocks and screwdrivers?
Maybe he needed screwdrivers.
That's just overkill.
How do you know?
Oh.
Is that subliminal? I'd like to
fix
your house.
Wow.
Hey, Joel, you're a popular television personality on the E! Channel. Do you have any fans that maybe are a little too enthusiastic about you?
Not yet. I wish I did.
We can arrange that.
There's a lot of eye rolling
and
heavy sighs.
Do you get fan mail anymore? Does that exist? Do people still write letters to celebrities that they like?
I do get letters. Do you guys get letters?
You do? You get letters in the mail?
No.
I get letters in the mail.
Just emails.
I don't think we ever get letters.
And I'm so lazy
from prison sometimes.
Prison. Once in a while. We do get letters in prison. Yeah.
We will get a prison letter.
Yeah.
Threatening or honestly?
No.
Happy like you just get us through the morning?
Just kind of happy, I guess. I mean, I don't remember, but.
Yeah, usually they're usually pretty flattery. Good.
Okay. Yeah, I've not received anything.
You don't want to piss off the prisoners. I'll tell you that right now. Because if I get out, then what?
Then you're dead.
Yeah.
But yeah, I've never had. This is pretty much an invitation. So I've never had a psychotic fan.
Okay,
they're just not into the show that much.
Yeah, they don't have good senses of humor.
No,
all right.
Sad.
Reality TV show update: Priscilla Presley was voted off of Dancing with the Stars last night.
Oh no!
Yeah,
yeah, she wasn't able to display emotion to
to register with you.
To register with her.
Priscilla said, "This has been an incredible experience. It's been life changing. I've learned so much about myself and all that I can do." When asked her plans for after the show, she said she's going into Jiffy Lube to get her face rotated. I'm going to take out some of that silicone and put in some new stuff.
Ralph, would you go on that show?
Would I?
Yeah.
Never in a million years.
They're like, Ralph, we're going to give you $200,000.
Is that what you get for doing that show?
I don't know. I'm just not
going to. No way.
You wouldn't do it.
I wouldn't do it, no.
How come, Ralph?
Because I'd make an ass of myself.
Yeah, but that's true of Tucker Carlson and Adam Carolla and a lot of guys who've gone on that show.
My point has been made then.
But I don't think it's hurt him. I mean,
Your profile would be raised that much more.
With who, though?
It's usually exposure, but...
Joel would talk about your movie if you were on Dancing with the Stars.
That's true.
Yeah, I guess that'd make me a big star.
The Accused, too.
I don't know. I just don't think... I don't think I would be comfortable doing that. I think I would feel silly.
But I mean, isn't that what we thought about all the athletes who have gone on? And look how great some of them have ended up being at it. I mean, we all thought we were going to laugh at those guys, but they're
athletes. But I know I wouldn't be good at it. I wouldn't get better. I'd be Penn Jillette or Steve Gutenberg, one of those guys who got voted
every week.
Off right away, and it'd be like, oh, he's the loser who got voted off right away because he's bad at dancing.
Okay. I wouldn't go on because I have too much experience.
And you'd get unfair. So much.
Yes.
Well, it would be unfair to
you. You'd be like Yamaguchi, where it's like, well, she spent her whole life kind of choreographing.
I could be
dancing.
One of the coaches, probably. I mean, I could help them.
A choreographer? You
whatever
mean?
You call them.
A coach.
Yeah, coach.
Whatever.
Choreographer.
There's been a number of mornings when you come in with a sleeveless tuxedo on.
Yes. That's correct.
No shirt.
Just because you have, it's I know, because that just meant leftover outfits from before.
Yes.
And that's nothing correct. Else is clean.
And he danced with the Joffrey for years, too.
I did.
Yeah.
Ballet.
Sometimes he'll just bring his his ballet belt in.
Then he danced at the White Swallow after that.
At the White Swallow.
Dance belt. No, that was a different thing.
A musket loader was a... Okay.
Musket loader.
And CBS has announced the latest season of Big Brother, the 10th season, will debut Sunday, July 13th. So we get about a couple months there of a breather, and then we go back into the Big Brother
house. I can't
house.
Wait for Whispering Conspiracy. That's all that show is.
Is
just
it? People talking
whispering and
other.
Conspiring yes. against each other.
CBS also announced Greatest American Dog will debut this summer as well. The
no.
reality show of
hey,
dogs.
The reality
no.
show. Of
reality
dogs.
Show about dogs.
Nope.
Sure.
Nope.
Sure.
Nope.
What happens on What happens on that show?
It's a cooking show.
Yeah.
For Koreans.
Like Hell's
Are there
Kitchen.
Any dogs up in this house?
A bunch of Koreans in a restaurant and send them down to the pound.
Nice. This is Greatest American Dog! Wink!
That's the trailer. Oh.
Now that's a dog.
Mark Burnett Productions.
Right after Jingles.
Yes.
This season, after Jingles. Write a jingle for Greatest American Dog. That should be the challenge. Today's celebrity birthday is David Perner of Soul Asylum.
Hey.
He's one of those Seattle boys, isn't he, Joel?
No. Minneapolis.
No. Oh, that's what I thought. He's from Minneapolis. That's why I was asking Joel to make sure I was right, that he wasn't from Seattle.
You were just checking?
Yes, because I know you know a lot about Seattle. He's 44 years old today. Martin Lawrence, now he's from Seattle,
yes,
right?
He is. Yes, he's from Everett.
43 years old today. He's John Cryer.
Also from Seattle. Whidbey Island. He's from Whidbey Island.
Peter Billingsley played Little Ralphie in A Christmas Story, one of my favorite Christmas movies.
Oh, he's from Spokane.
He's 37 years old today. And Lucas Haas, actor Lucas Haas, probably best known still for playing the little Amish boy in Witness with Harrison Ford.
Portland.
He is 32 years old today.
What's he doing?
He's just still acting.
Is he? See him every once in a while. He shows up.
Does a lot of independent films now, but very talented kid.
All right.
There you have it.
Have you done a film with him?
I never have, no. I've only worked with Al Pacino and Matthew McConaughey. Those are the only two guys I've worked with.
Which I promoted on The Soup.
You know, you never
vigorously.
Hey, guys,
once.
Do you know we're on the air?
What?
What?
Are you aware that we're still talking on the air?
By the way, Joel's too
Modest
to say, but he's making a motion picture this summer as well.
He got
a major role in a major motion picture, directed by talented director Steven Soderbergh.
And you know who else is in that movie?
He's got a friend that can promote it.
You know who's in that movie?
Who? Scott Bakula.
Yeah, and?
That's all we know so far.
No, I think we know who
that's
else is
all,
in
that's
it.
That's all we know so far.
Mr. Gutenberg. Mr. Ralph Garman
is Ralph's
in that
movie. Oh, Ralph's in it, too?
Yes.
There's rumors to that effect.
Wow. Now you're self-promoting, dude.
He plays the pedophile
that we bring to justice.
Aren't
you in a movie
that I'm
also in?
Joel's like the third lead in this movie. He's like one of the stars of the film.
Wow.
He's a big, major movie star now.
Wow.
No, well, we know because he was late today.
Yeah. I am a newborn!
Sorry.
You guys know we're still in the air.
What?
Let's take a break and come back and find out more about how this happened, because that's fascinating to me that somebody would put Joel, who's barely competent on television, in a motion picture.
What do you mean?
Well, here's like 4 years.
Your specialty is stand-up comedy. That's what he means. You're so good at that.
It's a one-man show.
Right.
It's a performance art.
I know.
15 minutes of material.
And then 45 minutes of singing.
You put an elephant inside a bubble? Isn't that part of it?
It's, yes.
Yeah,
it's,
I'm looking forward to that.
Okay.
I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz.
Call K-Rock and win the Xbox 360 and Rock Band. This hour, it is Nabil Atik from Fontana. Congratulations, Nabil, and thank you for listening to the Kevin Bean Show. You have one. Next shot at 1 o'clock.
That's he lives in Joel Irish town there, right?
Fontana?
Yeah, sure.
Fontecchi? That's Joel McHale interrupting. He'll be at the Hollywood Improv Friday night at 8. Two shows Saturday, 8 and 10 o'clock.
Yes. Do not mess with Uncle Grumpy, Joel. He will put
and
you down.
And, of course, The Soup Friday nights at 10 on E. Although apparently not for long now that you're big Mr. Big movie star celebrity guy. What's that all about?
I'll be doing both.
So the movie.
Tell us about the movie.
You're going to be shooting a movie this summer.
First of all, can you act? Let me start with that.
No.
Okay.
It's a lot. Did you guys see Clockwork Orange?
Yeah.
Okay. It's a lot like that.
Right.
Uh-huh.
But not with bowlers, right?
Yeah. No. The hats are totally different.
More fedoras.
Yeah.
In your film.
It's real. Okay. Now, did you guys see the movie The Paper Chase?
Yeah.
Okay. No. It's like The Paper Chase.
What?
Anything a century.
Okay.
Play the Lindsay Wagner role.
Okay. In Shaka Zulu.
Okay, my question is, you're a TV host. How did you end up in a Steven Soderbergh movie?
See,
that's
Bean
the journey
thinks,
I want to hear
Bean
about.
Bean thinks that people can only do one thing with their
life. I don't
lives.
Think that at all. I'm asking
Bean
how it happened.
Wanted to be a radio guy. He got a radio job at the Clint there in Washington, D.C.
What? KLIT. I was working at KLIT, right?
KLIT.
Oh.
And then he's just done it his whole life. One job his whole life.
Yeah.
But Bean doesn't recognize that some other people, like Joel McHale, are multi-talented. Can
I
do many
do.
Things.
I totally recognize that. I just want to hear the journey of how it happened. That's why I asked if you have any acting experience, any acting background outside of
TV. I'm blanking on the TV show that you did where Dying you died.
Lights.
Yeah.
Oh, I was not diagnosed as murder when I first got here.
Show an actor murdered. Before he was ever a host.
Yeah, I was on Pushing Daisies
Pushing
earlier
Daisies.
This year.
Yeah.
Come on.
That's what I couldn't remember.
Okay, all right. So it's an audition deal? You read about it in the
no.
trades and you go, I want to go down and audition?
Yeah.
Or what?
Like Joel has to audition
he might have
anymore.
An agent.
Yeah, my agent got me the audition and I auditioned for it.
Okay, and what's your character? Then, what's your part?
He is a registered sex offender. An opera singer.
No wonder you didn't have to audition.
And an opera singer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
By
did
day,
you guys see
Crime Fighter by night?
Did you guys see the Avengers?
Stop it.
I'm going to punch you right in your
Stop
face.
It.
I'm a lot like Ray Fiennes character in that. With
Without
a bowler.
A with a bowler.
That has a bowler.
But no umbrella.
No. Okay. In New York Minute, here's what happened. That was a totally. It's being reconceived.
All right, you're playing the Ashley Olsen role.
No, it's this movie called The Informant, which was a book about this executive who was a very powerful executive at a corporation who became bipolar.
And you play the executive?
No.
Okay.
No.
You play the executive's lover?
No.
Nope.
No. I play his
doctor,
Honduran living cook. And
that's how good an actor Joel is. You have a look.
It was a big stretch for me, and I think I obviously nailed it.
What do you play?
I play an FBI agent.
Really?
For real?
Yes.
Wow.
I've done
that's
a lot
cool.
of research. I bought a gun recently.
Did you?
I have a newborn.
That's right.
And,
most
I protect the family. So I have this gun now. It's great because I just fire a warning shot before we go to bed.
Really? That's it?
And then everyone just look around the neighborhood.
And go, all
okay,
clear.
Okay. That's what I thought when I walked back in.
So you'll be jetting off to an exotic location. They're filming it in Paris or Berlin. Or where are you going to do this particular movie?
Illinois.
Istanbul.
Okay.
What? Did you say Illinois?
Land of Lincoln.
Chicago?
Yes.
Yeah, you know, south of Chicago.
By how far?
Few hours
south
yeah.
of Chicago.
Yeah.
Middle of nowhere.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And Berlin.
Too.
It's a lot like the Bourne Identity.
Berlin in Kansas? It's the Bourne Identity.
Yeah. It's
Well, that's very exciting, Joel.
Yeah. I mean,
awesome.
I'm
well
very, yeah, I mean, I'm thank you, man. I'm very, very excited. Believe me, my wife could not be more excited that I'm leaving a newborn and a 3-year-old
yeah,
alone for you know, 3 weeks.
Doesn't I'm just putting the pieces together here in my head. Director Steven Soderbergh, who's great, by the way, isn't he married to some chick who works at E also?
Did Jules Asner.
Jules Asner.
Jules Asner. That's right. Yeah. Does he have some sort of E fetish or something? Is that how it all happened?
I think it. Yeah, I think that's what happened.
Yeah, he hides outside the studio touching
yes,
himself.
Yeah. Steve Comeco's in it.
Yes.
Seacrest is in it. Right. Juliana DePandy is in it, of course.
Good. Joan Rivers and her daughter Melissa.
Yeah, the Kardashians. Dina Lohan has a small cameo.
Sure.
The only one he wouldn't hire is Chelsea Handler.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah,
just couldn't do it.
What are you
just couldn't pull the trigger.
Look, she's in it, too.
Oh.
Yeah, she's a fellow FBI agent.
Lately.
Yeah, so it's the whole, it's basically, he just cast an entire movie with E! Talent.
I see. It's going to be called E! The Movie, right?
Yes.
And they changed the name.
It went from a movie, a kind of a spoofy behind the scenes thing about E! To about an FBI.
Informant.
Yeah.
All right. Rewrites. That's all on the rewrite.
Yeah, it's great.
It's very exciting.
It's
very
a lot like Teen Wolf if nobody turned into a werewolf.
And there's no basketball.
There's no basketball. You'll see like a hoop if you drive or they're driving by a school.
Yeah. I see.
But okay. I can't predict how he's going to shoot it.
This could be your last chance to see Joel McHale, soon to be major motion picture star, on the big stage at the Hollywood Improv Friday night at 8. Two shows Saturday at 8 and 10. Go to improv.com or call 323-651-2583. Unfortunately, we're out of time, Mr. McHale.
What?
I'm glad you came in this morning.
It's
yes,
9:20 and you guys have a show till 10.
Right, but we have other stuff we got to do.
A lot of really important stuff.
What could
a
you,
lot of stuff.
Name one thing. play another Rage Against the Machine song?
Yes!
As a matter of fact.
We're going to give you one more chance to plug Adam's movie before you go.
All right, you guys just go see The Hammer in theaters now. And if you're up in the Northwest, swing by beautiful Vashon Island. It's where,
that's not necessary.
All right. That's where Bean lives.
Cross the moat.
That's not go find him.
Cross the moat.
Yes.
Go through the barbed
Look
wire.
For the guy who's the size of Phil Jackson.
And as mobile.
Yes.
Thanks, Joel.
I'm sorry.
All right, Joel. Thank you.
And find Ralph.
You know, I don't Jones. Of course, I'd love to get back on a jury, but I don't Jones the way I used to before I got to serve on my first jury a couple of months ago. Well, technically, I guess I didn't get to serve.
They didn't really pick me at all.
But at least I finally got called for jury duty. Right. And at least I finally got to go and try to be part of the system. Usually they don't let the celebrities serve on juries because they are distracting to the other jurors.
Yeah, I would think so too.
But Sylvester Stallone, according to the news, is on a jury for a wrongful termination lawsuit. Ralph did a story a couple days ago on the Movie Beat about how he was, you know, on his cell phone, talking loud, yelling at people, kind of, you know, beating up a candy machine. He's apparently calling quite a bit of attention to himself down there at the courthouse, but it looks like he's going to be serving on a jury.
Well, he should. I mean, of all the celebrities, he was Judge Dredd, you remember.
Oh, that's true.
He was
I
Judge
forgot.
Dredd. He was the judge and the executioner and everything. Yeah. He's that guy.
I am the law. Drop your weapon!
He's the law, Bean.
Well,
who
if he is
be
the law.
A juror more than the law?
I didn't realize he had that kind of personal experience.
Drop
that's a good point.
Drop your weapons and prepare to be judged!
Mega City Municipal Code 213. Willful destruction of property. That's 2 years.
And Code 3613. The first degree murder. The street judge. Death.
Yes.
Court's adjourned.
See?
Oh, yes.
Come on. You kidding me?
I don't want to be on that, the guy who's he's passing judgment on then, if that's the way he is as
no,
a juror.
I wouldn't think so either.
At the end of the day, when you're all alone in the dark,
yeah.
The only thing that counts is this,
what?
The law. The law doesn't make mistakes.
All right. See?
All right.
He should be on a jury of all people, for God's sake.
Let's find out what's going on just outside the L.A. courthouse where he's in session today. Sylvester Stallone. Hey, Sly. How are you, man?
Hey, good morning, Kevin Bean. How are you doing?
Very good. Thank you.
Yeah, it's good to hear.
Now, so you're on a jury, huh?
Yeah. Well, I'm a prospective juror.
Oh, I see.
You know, they take a panel of people and they put you in a room and they wait. You know, for the lawyers to decide whether they want you on the jury or not.
Right.
Yeah.
So you got to wait to hear from them. And I said, you know, I want to be on the jury. I'll judge. Right. I'll judge the guy. Don't think I can judge a guy? I'll judge a freaking guy. I'm the law.
You have a weapon?
Yeah, they let me bring it.
They let you bring a weapon?
Yeah, that's right.
Wow.
You know
that surprises me.
You know what a courtroom is?
Yeah.
It's a war zone.
No.
Angel first blood.
I don't think it's a war zone. I think
they got no Skittles in the candy machine.
Okay, now that brings up a good question. You were yelling about the candy machine not having Skittles.
That's right.
Really?
You know, I'm trying to do my civic duty here.
Right.
You know, I'm trying to do something good.
Right.
All they could do is have Skittles in the candy machine.
But how do they know you like Skittles? I mean,
I don't know. How are they supposed to know? I don't know. How am I supposed to know? I got jury duty. I am the law.
Sly, you seem like you may be a little agitated, a little too hot-headed to serve and really listen to the case. Whoa!
Sorry, that was accidental.
You understand that you have to listen to the facts of the case and then make up your mind. It sounds to me like you just want to send someone to death.
No, I want to listen to the facts of the case.
You will.
I want to pay attention.
Okay.
I want to be forearmed with the jury.
Mm-hmm.
I want to, you know, do all the things you're supposed to do.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'll tell you death! Death! Court adjourned.
Not a good choice for a jury.
Well, I think I'm an excellent choice. I really do. And I think I'll do an excellent job because, you know, I really want to, you know, do good.
Right. But you're not worried that maybe your presence will be a little distracting?
What can be distracting about this?
You have an automatic weapon for beginners.
Case dismissed. Sentence is death. Where are the goddamn Skittles? Burma's a war zone.
Burma? What are you talking about, Burma?
I'm sorry, I got my movies confused.
Yeah.
Rambo, Judge Dredd, it's all the same crap.
It really kind of is, isn't it?
It really is.
Yeah. So
I got a lot of problems.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah.
Well, maybe you might not be a good juror then. I mean, maybe.
Maybe you're right.
Let me say maybe.
Yeah.
All right.
All right. I'll just go home.
Okay.
Right. We're sorry. You must first dial a 0 or 1.
What it do? What it do? What it do?
What it do, nephew?
So, what it do?
What it do, nephew?
You know, the original Harold and Kumar movie only made $18 million in the theaters, yet has become a smash hit in the years since on DVD. Yeah. And eagerly awaited sequel coming out soon, Harold and Kumar Escape from Guantanamo Bay. If you want to join our own Psycho Mike and Omar on the red carpet tomorrow night, well, then you're calling the right show, 1-800-520-1067. That's the prize for today's Kevin and Bean What It Do, Nephew.
Have you seen the trailer where the old lady sees Kumar sitting on the plane?
Oh, yeah.
She sees him as a terrorist.
She sees him like wearing a turban and a long beard.
Let's begin with Joel in Los Angeles. Good morning, Joel.
I have a newborn.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, not you again. Come on.
I'm newborn, and it is really hard.
Really?
Well, you should go home and raise him.
Yes, but before I have to be at the Melrose Improv Friday and Saturday nights.
What are you going to see?
You're going to see me, Joel McHale, at the Melrose Improv, but I have a newborn and it's very tough.
We understand. Right.
I think we covered that, Joel.
As well?
Yes, yeah, you did. We covered that. Thank you very much for the call, Joel. Hang on for your prize.
I can only imagine that he's not helping out a lot.
He's never home, apparently.
Hey, let's start with ISIS in Upland, because this is very sad news. I guess I missed this, did not realize this. I want to find out what the deal is. Hi, ISIS. You're on the Kevin and Bean Show. What'd it do?
Hey, what'd it do? This is Justin from Upland.
Oh, okay.
Justin, okay. Sorry.
Okay, hi. What did you do, baby boo?
What did you do?
Okay, so apparently I watched an MTV last night, and all of a sudden they hit me with Robin Big's series finale.
Yeah, it's all over.
And it's the last episode ever.
Yeah, I didn't know that. How come? That show's so good.
I know. I was watching it, and it said that the episode was called Baby. So what happened was that Big laid down the news to Rob that Big was having a baby girl. She was having a little girl with his girlfriend. Big was having a baby girl with his girlfriend.
Right.
And at the end, he moves out. Yep. Rob and Big don't live together anymore. And he has a little baby girl.
ISIS, Mae Boykin. Well, I love that show. Remember when we had him in? I love that show.
When we had Rob Durden on, he was talking about how it was coming to the end of the
series.
It was coming to the end of the series.
All right.
And now, it's time for A Moment with Kevin.
For those of you who didn't see, Rob Durden is part of Robin Big. And we'll talk more about that and more with Rob Durden. Again, Rob is getting 41. Rob Durden is in the studio. He is half of Robin Big.
That was A Moment with Kevin.
That was more like 45 minutes with Kevin.
And what's awesome is that Rob heard you say that each time, didn't correct you because he thought it was so funny.
I know.
Let's try Heather in Whittier on line 6, Kevin and Bean Show. Hey, Heather, what'd it do?
What'd it do, nephew? Good morning, Kevin and Bean.
Hi.
Samay.
Good morning.
How are you?
What's going
on? I'm calling about the most recent sex tape on Marilyn Monroe.
Yes.
She's doing the Monica Lewinsky.
Hello.
This is a mess.
She drinks today.
I wonder what men get off of seeing a woman that's been dead for years.
Because she's still hot. She's not dead in the video. You understand? She's like 20 in the video, right?
Yeah, she was young and hot then.
But she's not alive. They can't exploit her now.
We're not hoping to go find her.
I always thought she was hot in the regular movie she made. Now I get to watch her have oral sex with somebody.
I just don't see it. I guess
Heather,
you're bad.
But Heather, watch movies that have actors who have since passed away, right? That doesn't ruin the movie for you, does it?
No, not really. But I guess I'm different than a man.
Hold on a sec. Lisa brings up a good point. If you're watching, I don't know who you like, but let's say you're watching a Cary Grant movie or something like that, and the guy's really, really a good looking guy. He's still a good looking guy in that movie, whether he's long dead or not.
That's true. But I don't think she would want to be remembered that way.
Well, that may be true.
I don't care, first of all. And second of all, I don't think you get a prize.
Oh, come on.
I don't like your attitude, man.
We'll give her a prize.
Okay, thank you.
By the way, and this just for the record, she's dead. She has no idea how she's remembered, nor does she care. You know why? She's dead.
She is dead.
I don't think she cared a lot when she was alive, by the way.
That's true, too.
Good point.
She was banging a lot of people and doing a lot of drugs.
Kenny in Pomona. Good morning.
Hello,
Kenny.
What's your nephew? How you doing, baby boo?
What'd it do?
What's going on?
Hey, I just want to call you guys, let you know that Travis Pastrana has a movie coming out today. It's called 199 Lives, and it's only in the theaters for today and tomorrow. It's at all the theaters, but it's only for 2 days.
Why does it come out today?
I don't have no idea. It doesn't make sense.
Why only 2 days in the theaters?
I don't know. There probably won't be that many people that went to watch it, I guess.
I've seen that movie. They sent it over, and I watched it, this 199 Lives. It's really amazing. It talks all the way through his childhood and all of the accidents that he had on the motorcycle and his parents, and it's really a good movie.
He's crazy, by the way.
He's crazy.
He is crazy.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Well, hurry up and see it, I guess, is what we're saying.
I can only assume that means it'll be out on DVD soon, I would imagine.
Nope. It's not going to be on DVD.
Right?
Just 2 days in the theater.
Oh,
that's it. It might be in the stores one day. They might put a DVD for one day in the stores, and they take it off the shelf.
You got to buy between noon and two at one location of Best Buy, and that's it.
Being very particular about this movie.
And it's really good. Little Puppet in Pacoima.
Yo, what it do, Durden? Hey,
what's up, Little Puppet?
I'm calling a heap of little praise on Mr. Ralph Garman.
Okay.
Right. Not only is he good looking, not only is he funny, but he can write an awesome jingle. That highlighter jingle was the best.
You're a homo.
Hey, you leave Little Puppet alone.
Little Puppet loves Ralph.
Listen, Joel McHale, he put out a challenge, and Ralph answered. Step up three, Jingle Wars.
Jingle Wars.
That's a good idea.
I love Little Puppet.
I do, too.
Yeah, Little Puppet's awesome. Hey, right. thanks for the call. Say hi to Rudy for us, would you?
Thank you, Puppet. I appreciate your kind words.
Let's end with, let's not end on a positive note. Let's end with Francisca and Downey, who's calling with a complaint for the Kevin and Bean Show. Let's squeeze this in real quick.
That's how we want to squeeze it in and end. Francisca, good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys. What it do? I just was calling you guys to tell you how much I appreciate the show. But lately, I've noticed that you guys use the word goddamn all the time.
I think that's Bean.
That's actually Bean and Ralph. And
oh, Jesus Christ, Francisca. What's wrong with that?
Well, because you guys need to show a little bit more respect. But, you know, I enjoy the show, but all of a sudden you guys break down into saying GD this, GD that, and it's very offensive.
In our defense, we've never said GD this or GD that.
That would be so nerdy.
Do you consider it sacrilegious to use the Lord's name in vain? Is that the expression?
Yes, I do. I do very much.
What if someone just says God and not the damn?
Well, I
wouldn't make
I
any
don't
sense, Lisa.
I don't accept it either. I mean, I take umbrage with people using the Lord's name in vain. But I mean, when you say it like goddamn every other sentence, especially when he gets angry,
every other sentence being
it might be once a day, maybe on this show. Wouldn't you guys agree? I mean, that's about right. Maybe once
a
day.
All the time.
I don't think it's hardly every other sentence, though.
I think God has a great sense of humor, and he appreciates the fact that we're just goofing and we don't really mean to damn him.
I don't know.
It certainly doesn't mean that.
Okay.
No, we're not actually damning God.
Nor are we trying to offend you, Francisca.
I think you're trying to be funny, but at the same time, I mean, it doesn't really translate to a lot of the listeners, I don't think.
Wow. We're not that funny to begin with.
Well,
if we
true.
Need an occasional GD crutch, what do you want from us?
I'm going to start saying gaw.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. All right.
All right, Francisca. Glad you called. Give our best to your invisible friend, okay?
Thank
you. Shut up, Bean. I want to thank Kristen Bell for joining us on the show. By now, you know her film is Forgetting Sarah Marshall. That opens up everywhere on Friday. And thanks
with Hillary Swank.
Joel McHale, who really just modestly did not mention that he's on stage at the Improv Friday night at 8 and then two shows on Saturday. But go see that.
Did I guess you guys know he had a kid?
What? Got a newborn, I heard.
Tomorrow, Forgetting Sarah Marshall, we've got Jason Siegel in the studio.
Great.
Got some more internet roundup for you. Bob Dylan's got a new kids book out. That seems like a bad plan.
Wow.
So that's tomorrow morning, along with your Xbox 360 and Rock Band.
Apparently, Kat Corbett taking her birthday off. That means Jed the Fish filling in next with 40 minutes nonstop K-Rock, including Metallica, also The Bravery, System of a Down, Rise Against the Offspring, and more after this on K-Rock.